every now and then you can see some blue sky, but the weather is going to pick up, the Bureau is telling us, through the morning into the afternoon. The gates open here for members today at 11:15, for the general public at 11:30. And if you're looking for Winx today in the race day stalls, she's at number 117. If you haven't ventured down, you haven't ventured out to see her, come out today, be a part of it. 27 degrees the top, and she's in stable 117, the champion mare, Winx. Mark Van Gestel joins us, the chairman of Stewards for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Andrew.
Back from a little break, mate, back into work, and no doubt enjoying being at the races when the champion mare is running.
No, always looking forward to it, Andrew. We're fortunate to be able to see her every time she goes around, and I guess we value the experience every time we see her at the track.
We do, because there could only be a couple more. We've got to really enjoy it, and people might say, oh, you keep saying come out. Well, time might be running out to see her. If you haven't seen her up close, come out today and be a part of the action for Tab Chipping Norton Stakes Day. We've had a little bit of rain, mate, but not too much. This track should be perfect.
Yeah, it sounds like just that little bit of overnight rain has assisted the track and obviously give it a nice cushion, and Graham's played extremely well over the last few months, so it should be a fair surface for everyone.
All right, take us through some horses to follow here.
Out of the first, Andrew, the Highway, well, number 7, Haynes, was worth a mention from its last start, Ramick, on the 16th of February. Bumped at the start and became unbalanced, but importantly in the straight, it was held up. It couldn't be tested at any stage, and whilst the form shows it beat 4 lengths when it finished 7th there behind Fooey Sand, it certainly should have finished much closer than what it did. Take over to race 4, and I thought Ice Bath was also worth a mention from Ramick on the 16th, having its first race start on that day, but it commenced to make some ground in the straight, and about the 100-metre mark, it had to be checked when disappointed for a run at that point, and in my opinion, it was certainly going to finish the race off quite strongly. It had beaten 4 lengths there, but another one that should have finished closer. I take it to the 5th, number 1, Dreamforce, on the same day at Ramick on the 16th. Beaten 2 lengths and finishing 8 behind X-Stein, but it was another horse that was held up for clear running and probably didn't get out until about the 100-metre mark, where it did finish the race off reasonably well. And the final one to mention, Andrew, in race 7, number 12, Putakawa, on the same day, on the 16th of February. We did speak to Brett Preble in respect to his ride in the Light Fingers when it was first up, and in essence put a little critical of his ride in the early part of the straight, where we felt there was a run back to the inside that he could have taken, and that would have allowed the horse to be placed on the pressure sooner than it was. And as it stood, it was probably held up for clear running between the 300 and the 200. It did finish the race off extremely well when beaten only a length behind Nikita Jane.
Okay, so that's in the surround. And just in regard to that race, Sister Sledger late one, number 15, and Jay Ford has now got the ride on Simi, race 7, number 16, Mark.
Yeah, that's correct, Andrew. Sister Sledge just came out shortly after 7:30 and that afforded Simi the run. So, as you say, Jay Ford will take that ride.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mark. We'll see you out here later in the morning.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales, the first today here at Randwick at 12:40. Brad Gray is joining us. Simon Dinopoulos wouldn't be probably feeling the best. I think he had a bucks party last night in Canberra with a couple of politicians and the like, and Brad Gray has stepped in this morning from Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I'm tipping that Simon's still counting Z's at the moment. He'd be out to the world, I reckon. Set the alarm for 12 o'clock and get there for the races.
Yeah, watch the racing. I reckon that's about it for Simon. Mate, how's the confidence around this strong program?
It's a really good punting card, Andrew. I know it's hard to say that when you've got Winx at a $1.09 favourite there, but outside of that, there's some really good races as far as the punt goes, $5 a field in a lot of them, and I'm finding myself that as this card goes deeper and deeper, the more confident I get. So we'll be holding fire into the last couple of races for our best bets.
All right, Brad is with us, and Ron Duffersey is back in the little area here, the OB van from Randwick. He's had the stable talk, egg and bacon roll, and he's still sipping on the cappuccino. How was it, Duff?
Beautiful.
Beautiful?
Yep.
No spillage this morning?
No spillage.
Maybe our next guest, though, has just had a little bit of a dap. Glenn Munsey from TAB.
Bit of bacon fat.
Bit of an issue.
Hang on, what might
yeah,
be
it's your, mate, your first day in radio?
No, it isn't, because you normally grab the other one.
No, I usually go to that one.
Oh, please. Yeah. Brad, it's what I've got to put up with out here, but
I could have picked up on the way through, Brad. We could have all been sitting in here.
Yes, instead of I'm out in the west, I'll be out there later, Muns.
Oh, yeah, no, that'll be
not
good.
That far west.
All right, let's get cracking, because there's some really good meaty races to get into today. So, is Larry prepared?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's on fire, young Larry, getting ready for a big day's racing today.
All right, well, the Tab Highway kicks it off. What sort of Tab Highway have we got today?
Well, we've got a Class 3 plate, so it's a set weight race here. I can't remember a whole lot of highways that have been Class 3 plates or set weight races, but that's what we've got today. Over 1,600 metres to kick off the meeting at 20 minutes to 1. And we start with the Scratching and Fun tickets. We'll be going around at Goulburn in the Country Championships qualifier at 6 o'clock. Came out yesterday, the deduction there, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Dream Builder is a $15 chance. Hardcore at $5. My Blue Jeans with the synthetic hoof filler on the left forefront at $7. Pierino is a $5.50 chance. Western at 11, Harms $6, then we go to Splash of Lime at $26, Air Free at $23, Tiara Road at 10, One More Sapphire at 15, Belfast Bella at 8, No Doubt Mom is a $23 chance, and Pink Moscato came out on Thursday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. So $4.80 the favourite here, Hardcore for Joe Cleary. Best supported runner is Harms, went up 6, got into 5.50, back to 6. Second pick is Pierino, who's been 6 all the way into 5, back to 5.50. And third pick is Hardcore, who's been 6 into $4.80, actually 5 to 4.80 this morning.
Okay, Brad, how does it look then in a race like this over the mile with country horses?
Yeah, it's a little bit unusual, Andrew. There's not a great deal of speed here. We so often see in highways they tend to run along over the mile here. Hardcore is your stamped leader. It's the one going to be rolling along out in front, but it's a little bit of a query at the mile, so I don't imagine they want to go too hard on it. Pierino and My Blue Jeans, the Danny Williams pair, tucking in behind there, not too far away. And Western's probably not too far away either, but I don't think they'll go too hard here, Ronnie, as with Hardcore, the only real natural leader in the race.
Yeah, he holds all the aces as far as how quick he wants to go there, Hardcore. Inside draw, he'll just balance him up there, McDonald, and try and rate it. But, look, a tricky little race. I think Harms, obviously, was the eye-catcher there last start, held up. First time in blinkers, hit the line hard. Should have been a lot closer there. So I'm happy to give him another chance here. I think Hardcore, all you're gambling on is whether he can run the mile. But he looks fairly progressive, being a three-year-old with quite a good-looking record now. Dream Builder is the strong horse I'm really wary of here. Just found the 1,300 too short there first up. He's a very strong horse, and this is a much better assignment for him. Best of the rest is Perino, now that he's third up at a mile. I wouldn't think he's going to be too far away. The other one I'm very wary of here, and I backed her the other day and she let me down, was Belfast Bella. If you just want to forget that first up run, she's got all the form in the world for this race. 7.325.
Yeah, I'm with My Blue Jeans here, the 4. She's certainly no stranger to the highways, but suited here fourth up to the mile. And the way this race maps without a great deal of speed, I think she'll just sit outside the leader there. So as we saw from her first up, she actually set outside the leader in a 1,000-metre race, and despite finding a few too sharp there, it suggests she shouldn't have any trouble cruising across from the wide draw. She pulled up lame last start, so you can forgive that. That was a pretty deep race too, with Cuba leading all the way, beating Rock. So we've seen this horse win a highway in the past, so although she's a bit one-paced, I do like the setup for this particular horse for Danny Williams. Dream Builder, I agree, Duff. I think this is the right kind of race for this horse to run a big race. 1,300 metres, too short first up, but like the way it found the line. And if they can get it to settle a little bit closer, Adam Hieronymus is certainly the right man for the job in regarding that. Certainly be in the money somewhere. Harms, no luck last start. Blinkers certainly seemed to do the trick on that occasion. Has to be somewhere in the finish. And also Pierino, I'll throw it in for fourth. Stuck on okay there, 1,300 metres second up, and should be ready now. I imagine that Corey Brown is another one that's positive, has him close to the speed. So 4, 2, 7 and 5.
Darren Flindell calls all the action. He likes Belfast Bella to win the money. Number 12 to beat 7-5 and 2. 12-7-5 and 2. He's always got a good handle, Matt Dale, when he does now bring them here, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. It's a bit like Matt Dunn. When they bring them, you've got to respect them.
Yeah, well, their record's terrific in this race.
Let's move to race two here. It's over the 2,000 metres at 20 after one.
Yeah, the Australian Firehose here, a benchmark 88. And we've got Penske here back into $3. Was $3.10 earlier today. There's been $5,899 on it already today. Penske, so it's back into $3 favourite. Dark Eyes at 51. Dukan at 34. Cosmologist, $5.50. Goatland is a $9 chance. Sayed with the earmuffs off at $81. Chalmonese at 26. Rodrigo at $9.50. Hursley at $7.50. Looks Like Elvis at 5. Desert Path at 23. King Viv at 26. And Scratch All the Emergencies, no deduction there. Well, only because of that investment this morning, Penske becomes the best supported runner. Overtakes Looks Like Elvis, who's been 11 into 5 so far. And third pick is a very, very long way away, and it's Goatland.
It was one of Simon's tips yesterday when he was on with us. Looks Like Elvis, Simon Denopoulos. Pace in this race over the 2,000?
Yeah, I think they'll certainly run along. You've got Penske and Cosmologist at the top of the market, and if they're going to bring about each other's undoing, that certainly does potentially be the case here. Cosmologist will find the fence from 9. Penske will probably have a bit of a look to cross, but I can't imagine they'll let it happen. Outside of that, you've got the blinkers going back on Dark Eyes, but with those two cutting each other up front, Duffer, I think they'll run along at a good clip here.
Yeah, I'd expect they'd roll along. They're two free flowing horses, and Penske is 2,000 metres for the first time here. And like you said, if they don't get on their bike, you've got horses like Goatland Fresh, you've got Chalmonese, who's capable of going forward. Rodrigo will be aggressive now that he's had a few tough enough runs as well. So there's bits and pieces of speed there. I just think there's a few little ticks in Cosmologist's favour here to beat Penske. Like, he's proven 2,000 metres, a little bit more jar out of the track today, even though we're still working with a good four track, but just a little give in it. He is drawn inside him. He meets him better at the weights. He's second up, so you're expecting improvement. There's little bits and pieces to say, well, I'd rather take the $5.50 than the $3. So that's the story for me. Four Cosmologist on top. One Penske. Josh Parr's had two rides on him for two big wins. He did sit outside the lead and accelerate their last start. So, he's got some good rides today, Josh Parr. He's run a couple of the most exciting horses around, and he's got Penske here as well. Five, Goatland. If there's any push for him on track, I could easily jump on board. And now Hursley's had a run back. And with considering the scratchings here, I think he has to slot in to fourth spot there. And Yui gives him a good rap this morning as well. 4-5, 4-1, 5-9.
Yeah, I'm with Goatland, Duff. You gave it a little bit of a push there, and I'm happy to take the gamble. I know he's 2,000 metres first up, but I see that as a positive. At his first start for Kim Waugh, won the Anzac Cup over 1,800 metres, and did it in good fashion, beating Etymology. Last preparation resumed over 1,400 metres, so a completely different story. Found it far too short, but I like backing these former European imports fresh over a staying trip, as it's quite often when they produce their best. So certainly keep an eye on the market. As you said, two trials should have it sharp enough, and I imagine it just tucks in behind the speed from a good draw. I think it'll run a big race. Looks like Elvis in for second, had a very busy preparation, but just continues to hold its form. Karen McAvoy goes on, looks well weighted here, just went down narrowly at Flemington over 2,000 metres. I think that stacks up well here. The two leaders, Penske, Cosmologist, hard to run down, but they just might cut at each other, which might leave them a little bit vulnerable. Happy to bet around them at the odds. And Hursley, I thought, did enough there first up. Want to keep a bit of an eye on any market moves for Desert Path as well, the 11. Big odds at the moment. Just did enough there first up, a little bit further for Chris Waller. So if you want to throw it into multiples, certainly do that. Might add a bit of value. But for the numbers for me, 5, 10, 1 and 9.
Anything on the desert?
No, there's $92 on it this morning, Andrew. $393 since it wound back in from the early bird specials. And you spoke about Simon there, looks like Elvis. I'm tipping Simon doesn't look like Elvis right at the moment.
No.
Although Elvis hasn't been with us for a number of years, so Simon could look exactly like him at the moment.
Where is Simon?
Simon went to a Bucks party.
Oh,
yeah, in Canberra.
And he's got a big Friday next Friday too, the National Press Club, speaking with yours truly regarding the Black Opal luncheon. Next Friday at the National Press Club.
I can't believe you've got a gig at the National Press Club.
I know. Jeez. I'm taking my mother with me.
Really?
Yes.
Hands going down?
Yeah, mum's coming down.
She'd be very proud of you.
And she's backing up. She's doing the double on Sunday, Black Opal Day.
Okay.
Yeah, I ran into our old mate the other day. I was walking down the street there and there's car's bipping, he's on. I thought it was just a local pest going down the street. And a big Jag, black Jag, all polished up. And Michael Fraser.
Oh, really?
He's like the candy man of Maroubra.
Oh, my phone will be prepared to go off.
All messages will be received in the next minute. Morning to you, Mike. Yeah. You'll be listening. We're going to catch up at some stage here on a Sunday. Duster's got to book us into China.
Hard to get into, Andrew.
Yeah, it is
for some people.
Now, there's plenty of... going through this card, there is so many extra things happening through TAB through the month of March. Every Saturday, every day, there's these bonus bets coming back. But the trifectas are going to be something that are going to be spoken about and given a lot of positive in March.
Yeah, March is going to be trifecta month. So not only you have your races 1 to 4 today at Randwick, Flemington and Doomin, if your horse runs second or third, you get a bonus bet back of up to $50. But on races 4 and 5 today at Randwick and also Flemington, if you place a trifecta bet on races 4 and 5 and you get 2 out of the 3 correct... and don't get the trifecta, of course. You'll get a bonus bet there up to $50 as well. Your first bet trifecta bet on that and through your account, of course.
That's it. And that's races 4 and 5 here at Randwick as well as Flemington through TAB. Righto, let's move to these feature races now. Glenn, we get into the two-year-olds. Race 3.
No,
I can't. Yes. I hesitated. Mm.
And it's great to see them back sponsoring. We mentioned it last week. They're back in force now, Schweppes. And they're sponsoring the Skyline Stakes here today, which is for colts and geldings over 1,200 metres. And Castelvecchio here, a $3.80 chance. Accession at $3.50. Microphone's the favourite, $2.60. Bivouac came out yesterday after a trial at Rose Hill, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Rome came out a little bit later yesterday, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. We've got Cosmic Force at 11, Sunpatch at 7, and Fiery Red is a $23 chance. Well, more than double the investment on Microphone than there is on Castelvecchio, and they totally dominate. They're three quarters of the hold between them, the two there, then Accession and then Sunpatch.
Castelvecchio and Sunpatch would like a bit of pace. What's it like, Brad?
I think it's largely up to Fiery Red. He's a horse that we haven't seen lead as yet, but I imagine he's going to be stamped pretty urgent here. He's not a naturally brilliant horse, but I reckon Sam Clipperton's going to get the instructions today to lead at all costs, and that might run along because it just depends if he comes back to the field. He might just keep maintaining that gallop because, as we've seen in his trials, once he builds up his momentum, he's a pretty quick horse. Microphone is certainly thereabouts. Whether it can lead Fiery Red, I think they'll be quite happy to just take the sit or sit on its shoulder. But yeah, it's largely up to Fiery Red. So I can see a little bit of tempo here potentially, Duff.
Yeah, look, his ifs and buts. They're the two horses, though. Microphone and Fiery Red are the two potential. Well, the Microphone we know goes forward. Fiery Red's been ridden a little bit off the speed in his two runs. But I agree. I think the instructions will be stamped urgent to a certain extent today to show more vigour. Look, he has just he's just looked the real thing, hasn't he, Castelvecchio? Admittedly, it's a different, completely different setup here today. Where it's a small field, there's a potential it could be a dash home. So he just has to tick this box off today, and then you're working with a very, very good colt if he can get the job done here. I'll gamble on his talent and think he can round them up. Microphone, he's just thrive with racing, and he's got the lovely racing style for this race where he'll have the controlling position, whether it's in front or sitting outside the lead. That's his advantage, and a very fit racehorse he is. To a session, lovely colt, lay back, does everything right, and you just said, I just tried to ride him like a good thing the other day, which I thought he was. So he just ran into the wrong horse. It's as simple as that. Look, they do have to come back to dry tracks, these horses as well, the top couple. Best of the rest, and another X-factor horse here is Sunpatch. How good is he? We're talking Kensington track maiden form, but I suspect that might be a very good two-year-old maiden. 1, 3, 2, and 7.
Yeah, I'm with Microphone. He just keeps getting better and better every start. Really impressive down the straight there at Flemington. Ran time on the clock, and all his form prior to that was solid. He really went to another level there. Exceeding itself, as we know, the Godolphin camp is so good at just turning these kind of horses out year after year. Gets the on-pace favours thereabouts, making his own luck, and on his strength across the line there last start, I don't think the 1,200 metres will be an issue. Like you, Duff, I was really impressed with Sunpatch there. Sometimes you've just got to trust your eye, and he looked brilliant to the eye on debut. The 1,200 metres looks right up his alley as well. He looked to be going two strides to his rivals one there over the last 150 metres. He's completely untapped and could be top shelf. The two out of the English Millennium, Castelvecchio and Accession, renew their rivalry here and certainly want to respect them. But as you touched on, a different shape here for Castelvecchio. But as we know, he's a horse that can really sustain his sprint. So I imagine that if it even is a little bit trappy up front, Josh Parr will have the confidence to be on his bike pretty early and know that he's still going to have a horse there that last 200 metres. And Accession has been up for a while. But, yeah, he's just so rock solid, this horse. And, you know, he runs to a certain level. He has to be thereabouts again. So 3, 7, 1, and 2.
Darren Flindell likes Microphone as well, number 3, to be 2, 1, and 7. 3, 2, 1, and 7 in the Schweppes Skyline, race number 3. The Sweet Embrace is the next, and we're going to take a break, and then the boys will look at the second of our two-year-old races today. We're broadcasting from Randwick. There's a lot more blue sky over the top of us right now. It's meant to be clearing into the afternoon, and Winx jumps at 20 minutes to 4.
Dynamic Syndications' Gay and Adrian proudly offer a rare as hen's teeth yearling colt, the only son of Criterion available to the open market. Criterion won 7 races, 4 at Group 1 level and over $7.3 million. Equal world champion, he's Australia's highest earner ever to start. From Exceline, trained by Gay, she was a Jewel City winner. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the only Criterion colt available. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Rise up for the 2019 Longines Golden Slipper Carnival this March at Rosehill Gardens. Enjoy 3 spectacular Saturdays of entertainment, award-winning hospitality and world-class racing, including the 63rd running of the Longines Golden Slipper, the world's richest race for two-year-olds on Australia's biggest day of Group 1 racing. With tickets from just $17, rise up for the Longines Golden Slipper Carnival. For details and to book, visit theraces.com.au.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Get that winning feeling with a yearling from the 2019 ATG Sydney Sales. Last year's crop of two-year-old Sydney Sale graduates already boasts 6 individual group winners. For further information or to order your catalogue, go to apgold.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio, we're previewing Randwick Racing today. The members open 11:15, the gates, and the general admission at 11:30. If you're looking for Winx today, have you been down this morning, Munch?
Yeah, 1:17, and Happy Clapper, I think, is basically directly opposite.
Opposite, that's what happened last time.
Stall number 80. I did take a photo, but they're not very clear photos for some reason, the lights on the names and everything, but I think Happy Clapper's 80.
All righto, so wander down in the race day.
117. No, Happy Clapper's 70. Sorry, 70. Not 70.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 117 is the stall number for Winx if you want to go down and clapper directly opposite in stable 70. We've got a Stewart's note in the first race.
Yeah, change of tactics in the first. No doubt, Mum, number 13, to be ridden forward from that outside draw.
Okay.
So that's injecting a little bit more speed into the first.
Big Six today begins with race 4. They're thinking around 150,000, obviously, with Winx in the middle of it. Let's have a look at it.
Yeah, the Liberty International Underwriter Sweet Embrace Stakes. Of course, Sweet Embrace, a Golden Slipper winner, ridden by Clifford James Clare. Good on you, CJ. And next week it'll be Riesling or Riesling for Laurie Bill, and he'll get a mention as he does
year.
Each and every year. Good on you, Loz. But
yeah,
Cliffy,
3 days.
Cliffy gets today because it's Sweet Embrace Day.
How is Cliffy?
What?
Cliffy good?
Cliffy's good, yeah. He still comes around to Mum's place. He still plays golf a few times a week at the lakes. Yeah, he's a genius, CJ. Yeah, don't risk him on the golf course.
He'd be a good chin wag for Sean.
Well, he'd have a little bit of trouble hearing you, but he's a bit drunk, Jeff, CJ. Right. Let's get to the full.
I'm glad you said that, not anyone else.
Mum will be sending me a message in a minute anyway. Right, let's have a look at the market for the Sweet Embrace share. We've got Immersement here as a $4.40 chance, and that price actually makes it favourite. Kiyomichi is at $8.50. Anaheed with the blinkers on today, back at $4.80. Anude with the blinkers on at $14. Giselle Ann at $10. Still single with a tongue tie on today at $6.50. Super Oasis is a $5 chance. Ice Bath at $31. Dance Too Hard at $101. Emeralds is a $23 chance. Let It Pour at $14. And Perfect Impression at $34. Best supported runner here is Super Oasis, as much as $15 given in the all-in market Monday. $8.50 final field, was $5, went to $5.50, back into $5 already today. Its top pick over Immersement, third pick Kiyomichi, and then actually Ice Bath, who Paul Joyce thinks has got a good chance at big odds.
Yeah, mentioned this morning by Mark Van Gestel off that debut run. Four debuters as well, adding to this little mix, Brad.
Yeah, one of them does look a bit of a speed horse. That's Let It Pour off the trials. It looks the one that's most likely to be thereabouts. But there's no doubt in the world, I don't think, Giselle Ann comes across from Barrier 9 to take up the running here. You've got Anaheed in behind. He's got the blinkers on for the first time. Same as Anud. So I imagine they'll try and get out and ride it positively from the wide gate too. Kiyomichi holds a spot from the good draw and still singles a horse with speed as well. So I can see them running along at a good clip here, Duff.
Yeah, they should roll along, shouldn't they? Interesting race, and looks like the market's since Wednesday is just taking a set against these the one and the three here, Anaheed and Immersement, from what I'm writing down anyway. I still want to be with them. I know she's probably hasn't got the greatest racing style. She got a mile back from last winning the Widden, and then the trial he dropped his hands on her at the start there, and she just flopped out the back there. I love the sectionals late. She, I'm talking about Immersement here. I think she's an impressive filly. She just needs luck with her racing style. I'm wary of Anaheed here. The blinkers on, first up in 5 weeks since the Blue Diamond preview. The Victory Vane win on a wet track, I must say, was outstanding. So I think she's got something to say here. You know, I really like a filly in this race, Emeralds. I think the three trials, I think she might be, I don't know whether she's going to be one of these flying two-year-olds, but I think she's going to be a cracking three-year-old and even late two-year-old. But I can't let her go around without me today. I took the 31, so I just think she can't do anything bar be a black booker out of this race, at least. And Super Oasis, geez, it looks to be confidence, doesn't there? Motored home late, obviously, at a debut there. Looks progressive. Can't get a knock from the jockey. Can't get a knock from the trainer. All things are very, very positive with her. In saying that, I concede still single maps well. And Nude got too far back at Warwick Farm. And I don't know what to think of Kiyomichi. A good race. Good betting race. 1-3. Great long shot, 10, then 7.
Yeah, I'm with the money horse here, Super Oasis. The 7, thought it was outstanding on debut, got a long way back from the wide draw and just had to switch off heels before hitting the line behind Sunpatch, who was spoken about in a bit of detail going around in an earlier race. The last 600 metres was actually quicker than Sunpatch and just peaked on its run there, being left exposed for much of the straight. So I think it was an outstanding effort. Can only improve off that. Back to her own sex, hard to beat. And she has shown speed in her trials before that, so don't get fooled into thinking that she's going to be out the back again, because I think she'll be much closer from barrier 3. Kiyomichi, you did touch on it, Duff. I'd give it a good hope here. I think it's the forgotten runner of the field. Showed a bit of ticker to win on debut before running second to Sarzan in what looked to be a pretty quick race. So there was a sizable gap back to third. That rated quite well with me, and she looked in good order taking out a trial recently. There's a little bit of a query around the depth of this year's Blue Diamond, but Anaheed, the 3, did run fifth in it. And as we know, she won really well in Sydney on debut. And I've also found a spot for the 10 as well. Emeralds trialled really nicely. Like the way she found the line, and she's going to be hitting the line. Where she gets to from one, she might need a little bit of luck hitting the line there, or at least finding some space. But I agree. I think she's a horse with plenty of upside. Looking forward to seeing what she does on debut. Just couldn't find a spot for Immersement at the price. Just want to risk her at $4.40. So that's 7, 2, 3 and 10 for me.
It's interesting. Johnny Sargent, I think, nominated 2. Obviously not running the other one.
Crystal Path, he ran on Wednesday.
Right.
And I would have thought she ran really good off a bias.
Right.
And I would have thought he would have saved his better one for Saturday.
Yeah, you'd think that, wouldn't you?
Just gives me
prize money.
Yeah. It gives me a little bit more confidence.
Darren Flindell likes Anaheed number 3 to beat 1, 7, and 8. 3, 1, 7, and 8. And these markets will change so much again with the Golden Slipper. It reacts after every race, Glenn, doesn't it, really?
Well, the other thing is the winner is now is exempt from a ballot in the Slipper. So the winner's got to tighten up in the Slipper because it's guaranteed a run.
Yep. Understand. All right, that's the Sweet Embraces, the two-year-old races. Let's move to the Liverpool City Cup. Gem Song, as we know, out of this one.
Yeah, the Optus Liverpool City Cup here, 1,300-metre event where Dreamforce is a $3 chance but not favourite. Advance Yulong with the earmuffs pre-race and the blinkers off at $8.50. Kaonic at $7.50. Snippets Land is a $31 chance. Ever Loyal at $6.50. Frolic with the blinkers on at $23. Gem Song out yesterday, 20 cents the win and 15 cents to place the deduction there. Sal Sonic, Timmy Clark to ride a half over if needed at $61. You Make Me Smile, $2.60 and favourite now. Best supported runner, though, is Dreamforce. Roughly half as much again on Dreamforce than what is on You Make Me Smile. Third pick is Ever Loyal.
Anyone looked at the pace of Yulong or Advance Yulong from overseas? Anyone got any videos?
I looked at
there?
Two trials.
We looked at the jump out yesterday. Ronnie, Ron and I were having a discussion on Twitter about it because they said it had a light blue cap.
Right.
Well, the light blue cap carried runner was a chestnut, and this is a bay.
Right.
And this had a black cap and sat outside the lead.
No, it had the light blue cap and sat outside the lead, but it was officially as a black cap at the official what you look at. So
right.
No one, if you didn't know it was not a chestnut, you would have been very much misled.
Okay, all right. Brad, have you had a look at it?
Yeah, you can't get anything past Detective Munns, can you? Doesn't miss a beat. Advance Yulong, it's interesting because every time I've spoken to Chris Waller about this horse, and in particular their Thursday morning at the media call, he keeps insisting that this is a horse with speed, and Hugh Bowman said the same thing. So the fact that he keeps reiterating that suggests that they might be riding it positively. I don't know if that's going to be to their detriment here, though, because a horse like You Make Me Smile, as we know, his asset is to roll along in front, and if they try and hold him up too much, he gets too keen. So he'll ensure they go at a good clip, and then you've got Dreamforce sitting on its shoulder. So I've mapped Advance Yulong to just be a little bit quiet out the back, as we often see with these internationals when they're on the debut. They just like to let them find their feet and have a look, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me to see them be a little bit more positive.
Yeah, I agree. Chris Waller, first up for him, wide draw, that means negative to me. You don't want to give him a gut buster against the speed horses, but who knows? Who knows what might happen? I want to have a throw at the stumps with this Kiwi here. That's Ever Loyal. I know he had a year off there, and then he was unlucky first up at Ellerslie, and I thought his win the other day was terrific. And very slick figures there. If you believe that all the times that they put up for the, I think they'd be pretty right. He's steamed home in, you know, just over 33 there. He's I can just see him slotting in behind You Make Me Smile and Dreamforce here. And if they think he is any sort of a Stradbroke horse, he'd be figuring right in a finish in a race like this. He's a really a good judge of a horse, Tony Pike, and I'll trust his judgment to bring him here. I think Dreamforce is the danger. He might have made it interesting with more room there first up. He's short enough, I would have thought, but I suppose with the scratching of Gem Song, it's not too bad. Kaonic, he's had a couple of trials. If they overdo it, he may be last man standing here. He does love Randwick Kaonic, and I don't know about the $2.60 You Make Me Smile. You know, he's just snuck up on us, this horse. He won a benchmark 70 at Canterbury and went to a five-horse benchmark 74 and did it again. And then all of a sudden, bang, the other day, an 88, and he was well fancied. The smarties backed him, so it wasn't if it wasn't expected. But all of a sudden, we see him in a group three here. And he's $2.60, and I'm just on the wrong side of the fence with him, probably. 5, 1, 3, and 9.
Yeah, I'm with the one, Dreamforce. I think you could almost assess it as having a one next to its name first up. No luck whatsoever, has been well documented there in the Southern Cross first up. Looked to have plenty of horse under him. Hugh Bowman just only tested that last 100 metres, and I like the way it dashed once it did find that little bit of clear room. Pays for his consistency with the 59.5, but really that's the only knock. Shouldn't have too much trouble coming across and sitting outside the leader. as we've spoken about, really good winning strike rate, 9 from 22. And if there is a silver lining to that luckless first up run, it's probably that it'll be nice and fresh here for the 1,300 metres. Second up, I've got You Make Me Smile as the danger. It just keeps improving. I know it strikes it's its hardest race to date, but I keep saying that every time it goes around, and it keeps proving me wrong. Where's his ceiling? We don't really know, but we know where he'll be. He was a winner over this track and trip last time out, and if he holds that form, he's going to be somewhere in the finish yet again. Advance Yulong, the real wild card in the race. He's a dual Group 2 winner from Germany, as we spoke about. Steps out with Chris Waller for the first time. Did enough in its jump out, so I know that the Waller's eyeing off the Doncaster with him, so he must be showing him a little bit to talk in that way about him early. And then I found a spot there for fourth for the Kiwi. That's the 5, Ever Loyal. So 1, 9, 2, and 5 for me.
Righto. Darren Flindell likes Ever Loyal as well, Duff. He's looked at the videos and thought Tony doesn't travel horses unless they're going to run well. 5 on top to beat 9, 1, and 2. 5, 9, 1, and 2 in the Liverpool City Cup.
Would be apt if Ever Loyal does happen to win, because it's by Sebring.
Yeah.
And, of course, we lost Sebring last this time last week.
Yeah, last Saturday.
Yeah, and tell you what, that's a bit of slipper breeding for you. It's by Sebring out of Aurora's Jestermere.
Mm.
It's got a bit of slipper breeding about it.
It has. And we lost
it. You would think they'd be in New Zealand with a breeding like that.
Mm. Yeah, and you mentioned Sebring, and on a totally different matter, Mike Willis,
passing away yesterday,
who paid such an important part in racing with Transmedia, with stallions and with horses coming through his life. So our condolences go to the family of Mike Willacy, if they're listening to us this morning.
And another great racing man we lost in Queensland during the week, Billy J. Smith.
Yeah, exactly.
He was a big racing man, but overall sport, Billy J. Smith. There was no one bigger in Brisbane than Billy J. Smith.
No, everyone tuned in.
We ran into him this time last year.
We ran into him in Brisbane.
Yeah. Okay.
He was large as life and
terrible.
Yeah, just terrible.
Yep. All right, well, here she is. She's going to jump at 340. She's in stall 117.
Yes, that's correct. The Tab Chipping Norton Stakes today, as she looks to stretch her unbeaten record, consecutive wins to 31 and break the, is it the world record for Group 1 events as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the Tab Chipping Norton Stakes. Race 6 on the card. First leg of the quaddie, so you get a free kick. Happy Clapper's a $7.50 chance. Patrick Erin at 71. Libran, 101. Brimham Rocks, 101. Winx, she's $1.09. Egg Tart, 31. And Unforgotten, 31. We've had a quick look here. The gentleman that rang us during the week on Punters Post Morning that takes the quaddies with the gear changes, he won't be able to have a bet here because no gear changes in the quaddie.
And there's another leg in the quaddie.
So he'll just have a light day. He might have an early quaddie. There's $1.2 million invested on her so far. Winx, biggest bet's $150,000. And don't forget the Winx Out Market as well. That's under Racing Extras. There was a bet of $50,000 on Happy Clapper to run. Was it 50,000 or 40,000? I'll just check that. Hang on.
I reckon it was
50,000 at $1.40 on Happy Clapper in the Winx Out Market. He's into a $1.35 now. Unforgotten 7, Egg Tart 8, Patrick Erin 21, Libran and Brimham Rocks 35 each of 2. That's under Racing Extras,
right.
And just says Winx Out.
Okay. So, we've learnt this morning, I guess, Brad, that Blake Shin expects to be leading on Happy Clapper.
Yeah, it was good to hear that interview, because he's the only person that's spoken with a little bit of conviction so far this week as to that leading spot, which was up for grabs. I had Egg Tart originally leading, but listening to Blake, certainly Happy Clapper looks like to be the one to punch up Egg Tart thereabouts. Patrick Erin showed a little bit of speed there first up, so it kind of lands somewhere just by default. But I can't imagine they'd run along here. Like, at first up, Tom Melbourne was the one who was doing the leading, and he ran along at a pretty good clip there. I imagine this is a lot more muddling here, Duff.
Definitely. I see the stewards' map have Egg Tart leading, saying she worked forward first up and ran well. And if Happy Clapper doesn't want to lead, she's the one. That's what the stewards are saying. Racing and Sports are saying something else, and they don't know. There's nothing in red there. Maybe they've got a nose in front of Happy Clapper there.
And what did you say earlier about Chris Waller? Did he say something about Egg Tart?
Yeah, just in his preview that he puts out, saying he's not going to pull her back. You know, he's going to keep her into a rhythm. So,
right.
Let's just see what unfolds. Yeah. Bowman will, you know what he'll do. He'll just be in touch there at the 600 or 700 and make sure he's got them in sight, and she can she can just sustain those sectionals that puts them away anyway. Slow, if they go slow, if they go fast, let's just enjoy her again and watch her win. Happy Clapper is the second pick. Whether he's a $1.35 chance to run second, I'm not totally sure. I wouldn't have marked him that short, to tell you the truth. I think the big improver is Unforgotten. She had the most improvement coming out of the Apollo, and you just—it's a glaring stat that second up stat that she's got. If she just can't do anything, if her autumn is going to be fruitful, see, she can't do anything but run well here, and she has got a chance of running second. Egg Tart sprinted well fresh, and she holds that form, won't be far away again. 5176.
Yeah, I've read it very similar to you, Duff. Of all the horses in here, I see Unforgotten as the really big improver. Chris Waller actually said during the week that they want to ride it much more positively, put it into the race and get it stoked up a little bit sooner. So looking at Doncaster Markets, I think it might be worth a little ticket, because I think she's going a little bit better than that first up run suggests. She just peaked on her run late, ran the fastest 8-4 splits actually, before just hitting a wall that last part of the race. I don't need to say who my tip is as far as the win goes. Winks far too good. It's such a good sight when she really flattens out. So I'm hoping that Huey gets stuck in here, we really get to see a lengthened stride, but just times and margins for her. Happy Clapper goes in for second. We know he's come back in outstanding order, and he only has to maintain that level to run second. Again, if you're making an earn out of this race, which is really hard, of course we could play Happy Clapper in the Winks out market there first up and get $1.80 here. Maybe we just play the straight trifecta, go 5, 1, and 7 with Unforgotten there to run third. So I'll throw Egg Tart in for fourth. But yeah, if you are trying to make an earn out of the race, a little buck, then maybe that's the way to play it with the trifecta.
Did Chris Waller say that was the target race for her, the Doncaster Mile?
Yeah, he said that the weight was so attractive. Like, she's got 51.5 kilos, and as we saw her go around in Epsom, and she ran $4.40 favourite with 52.5 from memory. So yeah, I think the appeal of it's just too big at the moment.
There's been two decent firms in the Doncaster this week. Unforgotten's been 26-15, and Advanced Yulong's been 101-26.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I had something on Unforgotten yesterday myself. I actually just threw.
Just the way that Chris spoke the other morning, Brad, you were there, and I know Hugh said it in the Winks interview. He said Winks worked really well, and Unforgotten wasn't far behind. You know, Winks is Winks, but he was talking up Unforgotten as well.
Yeah, Chris actually said that its work on Tuesday was it's sharp as it's been in a very long time. So if we see that old Unforgotten back, which we outline as a potential heir to the Winks throne, then it's certainly going to be a big race in her, because as we know, she's stacked with talent.
Darren Flindell goes 5 Winks, 1 Happy Clapper, then 2 and 6. 5, 1, 2, and 6. The Tab Chipping Norton with Winks jumping at 4:20. Racing HQ broadcasting from Randwick. All the food vendor vans are coming in. The staff's coming in. Looking forward to it all unfolding. The first today at 12:40. A break, and then we'll look at the other Group 1, the Surround.
Get that winning feeling with a yearling from the 2019 ATG Sydney Sale. Last year's crop of two-year-old Sydney Sale graduates already boasts 6 individual group winners. For further information or to order your catalogue, go to apgold.com.au.
It's Tabs, Who Are You Backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-4 at Flemington, Randwick and Doomben, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Yes is right! Up to $50 in bonus bets! Well played. Who are you backing? Tab. Excludes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNC's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help at 1-800-858-858.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1-300-107-155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
It's as much a part of the autumn as the Derby and the Doncaster. The annual Racing Fraternity Mass brings all sections of the racing industry together. Everyone is welcome to attend the Mass in the Royal Randwick Ballroom, Randwick Racecourse, at 11 a.m. Sunday, March 17.
Derby Racing invites you to their Open Day Yearling Parade on Sunday, March 3. To be held at K Ranch Arena, Mount Hunter, Derby Racing will be parading their latest purchases for syndication by Exceed and Excel, Written Tycoon, Savabeel, I'm Invincible, and many more. Meet the Derby Racing team and enjoy entertainment from Damien Noel. Join the Group 1 Golden Slipper winning syndicators at K Ranch Arena, Mount Hunter, Sunday, March 3 from 10:30 a.m. RSVP at derbyracing.com or call 0246 480998.
AFL 333244.
This edition of Racing HQ brought to you by the 2019 APG Sydney Sale. Secure your champion March 3 at Warwick Farm.
By the way, something I should have mentioned earlier, Dawn Passage has gone for a spell. This time last week, they were looking at running today, and then it wasn't accepted for. But Adrian Bott told me yesterday or Thursday that the two-year-old's gone for a spell, Duff.
Yeah, he'll keep. He's a lovely horse, and I think he'll come back a really nice three-year-old. Yeah,
just developing. All right, the second of the group ones we get to now, race number 7.
Yeah, the surround stakes here, 1,400 metres for the girls, the three-year-old filly. Eldorado Dreaming comes up with barrier one again at $12. Seabrook is at $21. Ahood at $21. Fiesta at $6. Fundamentalist, blinkers on and the winkers come off. It's a $15 chance. Graceful Glamour at $51. Nikita Jane at $5.50. Miss Fabulous at $11. Melt at $23. Madame Rouge is a $13 chance. Very Elegant came out. And no deduction taken there. Pahutakawa is the $3.80 favourite. Mizzy at $21. Zalate at $14. Sister Sledge came out this morning, no deduction. And Simi, J4 Deride, blinkers on, winkers off, is a $126 chance. Easily, and probably one of the best back runners all day here, Pahutakawa has three times the amount of money what Nikita Jane has on it, and she's got three times her nearest one to her, which is Fiesta, just in front of Seabrook.
I know we're here to talk about pace, but are we getting tight at 380, Duff, or is he still 380 the favourite?
Well, everyone wants to be on the flashing light runs, yeah, every time. And
there's eight horses that come out of the race the other day, and you know when they all go round again, they single out the two that they think were the best runs, and that was Pahutakawa and Nikita Jane, and that's what they've
got. She's got a terrific winning hope, but she's under the odds.
Yeah, 380 now. How's the pace in the surround?
Yeah, well, they've thrown a bit of a spanner in the works with Sister Sledge scratching. It was the natural leader, so I'm not sure what happens now. Maybe Mizzy comes across, but as we know, she missed the kick there at Canterbury, not to circle the field. Outside of that, Madame Rouge sat outside the leader. First up, it might be forced to be a little bit handier. I know that Chris Waller would be keen for a little bit of cover, but that might not eventuate. And even Simi is a horse that's shown a bit of speed in the past, so maybe now it's made the field, it takes up a really handy spot and out in front, drawn barrier two.
Yeah, look, it's a very important scratching, this one, because we just locked her in as she roll, one paced on fast, on paced horse, Sister Sledge. Now, what are we left with? Fundamentalist, third up with blinkers. Madame Rouge will be desperate just to take third the rail no matter what. I think they're going to ride Melt quieter. Will Bowman make a move here? Will he catch them with their pants down early and just go crunch? On Fiesta, he could well do it. It all revolves around Mizzy, what she does at the start. I want to be with Nikita Jane here. I want to be with the winner. She's just to do what she did from the maiden and then go to that flight stakes was just, you thought, wow. She's either very good or that was a dead set fluke. And then to resume the way she did in the light fingers. She is a very good filly, this, and I think there's a chance she might never get this price again. I've got to put her on top. I hate to jump off Fiesta. She's one of mine, but she'll need that little special moment from Bowman here, and she does come from different form. You know, this is that all intertwined light fingers that, you know, that's yet to be franked with a couple of unlucky runners, so. But surely that's the form on the board. So Fiesta second pick, 12 Pahutakawa. No knock at all. It was an absolute ripping run first up there, and what she did in the spring was good. Just going through the classes, she's been work in progress. It's as simple as that. Madame Rouge will do her thing here, box seat, sprint like she did the other day, and it's just a matter of whether those stronger fillies get over the top of her. Zalate, she's got me very nervous here. She's a very good filly in her own right. Whether she could beat this lot first up, I just can't leave her out of the quaddy, Zalate. 7, 4, 12, and 10.
Yeah, I do can say that it is easy to be seduced by the back marker with the big flashing light, but I'm with Pahutakawa. I thought her run in the light fingers there was so superior to anything else in the field from a second up 1,400 metre perspective. So I just have to be with her. She settles a little bit closer. She's going to have to give Nikita Jane a little head start, but certainly not to the extent as we saw there first up. Her last 600 metres, as it's been well documented, was second to only Winx on the day there, 33.07. That's really, really humming. Settles midfield, and if she reproduces that first up effort, I think she can gobble these up. As we know, she was a second up winner, 1,400 metres, Flemington, in the spring. So this sets up really nicely for her. Miss Fabulous, when I did these numbers, Sister Sledge was in there, so it's certainly taken away a little bit of confidence, because as we know, she gets too keen if they try and push her out, so they're going to have to be flop her out the back. But her run first up was probably better than it looked to the eye. Her last 600 metres was second to only Pahutakawa, and I can't get it out of my head last preparation where she was hard in the market one day and then disappointed and came out the next and won at very similar odds as she presents here at the double figures, winning the T-Rose. Get a bit of a sense of deja vu with her. She's too good to forget just simply off that effort. Nikita Jane, of course, in the mix again, has tactical speed, which is such a big advantage for her to be in the money once more. Fiesta, hard to discount. I agree with you, Duff. I've got a little bit of a question mark. When I was doing my map, I had a big question mark over her as far as where they get to on the map. And I think Huey might have a little bit of a look now that this elite has come out. And certainly wouldn't be surprised to see her outside the leader if they ride her really aggressively. Shuffled the numbers a few times to try and find a spot for the 13 or for the 14 Zalate. I think she's a filly with enormous upside. I agree 100%. I can see her on a similar trajectory to a horse like Unforgotten. She's also on an Oaks path, but I still think she's good enough to win this. Want to upscale or score up Madame Rouge, given that scratching, but can't find a spot for them all. We'll keep it simple and just back Pahutakawa. That's the 12 to beat 8, 7 and 4.
The tips from Darren, 12 on top as well to beat 7, 10 and 4. 12, 7, 10 and 4.
Don't get nervous, Andrew.
Let's move to the guy, Walter. I'm looking at the time. Race 8 due at 5 o'clock.
We've dropped back down to 14 to the furlong. I don't know what you're worried about. We haven't even asked for a second effort yet. The Guy Walter, proven thoroughbred stakes here for the mares over 1,400 metres. And Dixie Blossoms is back today for Ronnie. And she's a $5.50 chance. Noir is at $5. Invincible Gem came out yesterday, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Bella Martini at $6.50. Frolic came out earlier, no deduction. Eckstein, a $9 chance. Alassio at $8. Siren's Fury at $19. Manicure, the $4.40 favourite. Mandillion at $21. Natoya at $51. And Dyslexic is a $9 chance. Well, Noir is the most popular runner here. Even this morning, 6 into 5 in a rejig market here. First up this morning, Dixie Blossoms was actually $4.20 favourite. It's now $5.50. Noir's gone 6 to 5. Bella Martini, $7.50 to $6.50. Eckstein, $7.50 to 9. Alassio, 9 into 8. Siren's Fury 16 to 19, Manicure 440 unchanged, Mandillion 19 to 21, Natoya 41 to 51, and Dyslexic 950 to 9. So it's a savage rejig on the market, pushing Dixie Blossoms out and bringing Noir in. She's top pick over Bella Martini and then Manicure.
And it's interesting, we talk about horses like Winx going for 4 Chipping Nortons. Dixie's trying to win a third Guy Walter today. That's how well she's been. Brad, the pace?
Yeah, Mandillion generally only knows one way. She'll roll across from the wide draw to take up the running. Alassio won't be too far away. As we know, our race fit horse, a little bit of a query at the 1,400 metres, so they won't want to go too hard. So I can see her just be happy to settle outside the leader here. But they should run along at a good clip again here, Duff.
Yeah, they'll roll for sure. Wow, the set against Dixie here. What's going on? I've got a bet at 5.50 each way all day. We know she's a terrific mare, loves the track and distance, what I heard Ronnie say this morning, that she's, you know, the coat's typical autumn coat on them, nice. This is not in the spring we worry about a coat. So everything sounds A1 to me. Yeah, let me at them. I think Bella Martini's the danger. Off one soft trial in the Trisco, she was good. My eyes were for her out of that race. X-Team, we know her pattern, so she will improve on a first-up win. and manicure. What you see is what you get. Just box seats behind them, and we'll run another, you know, really honest race and look the winner at some stage. I'm very nervous about Dyslexic here after a great trial, but 1400 first up, that was the only thing I posed there. Noir, no knock at all either. She's just so honest. 1469.
Yeah, Bella Martini for me on top. The four raced without luck. She's a very good mare. Her record probably doesn't do it justice at the moment. She's due a little bit of a slice of luck, as we know. First up, she drew a wide barrier and just had to go back, and loved the way she hit the line there. Not easy first up to do that, sustaining her splits all the way to the finish. That was two lengths faster than anything else in the race, that last 600 metres. So bodes well here. There's not the same level of speed here, although there is a good tempo, certainly not as there was their first up. So I imagine that Tommy Berry takes up a bit of a position here, and I love her form reference through Osborne Bulls and Land of Plenty last campaign. Noir found the 1,200 metres too sharp in the Southern Cross, but she certainly wasn't disgraced. We know she's got an outstanding second-up record, four starts, three wins and a second, so she has to be somewhere in the finish. Dixie Blossoms, she wasn't as dynamic at the back end of last campaign as we used to, but you go back through her form, and her two best runs for me in her last two campaigns have been first up, so as we know, she always runs well in this particular race and certainly will do again. I think there's a really good race in Dyslexic over the autumn. I agree with you, Duff. Her trial was outstanding, but if there is a query, I have exactly the same one, and that's just that last 100 metres or so. I think she'll loom as the winner at some point. She's going too well not to, but might just feel the pinch that last 100 metres, and we can get on her second up. Manicure is racing really well, but certainly well found in the market, so I haven't found a spot her in the top four. 4, 2, 12, and 1.
Darren Flindell makes Bella Martini best bet of the day, number 4, to beat 1, 6, and 9. 4, 1, 6, and 9. Righto, the last is the Nelloon Foundation handicap here, a benchmark 88 over 1,200 metres. And Epidemic here is a $10 chance. Serene Miss back at bone chips removed from both knees at $7. Maximus, $4.80. Latin Boy, $17. Piracy at $12. Miss Q, $4.60, equal favourite. Spin, Blinkers On, Winkers Off, $13. Renewal, $4.60, equal favourite. Alart, $34. What Could Be, Timmy Clark Can Ride, $53.50 if required, at $34. Signore Fox at with a cross noseband on at $19. Spanish Dream at $23. And the roughie is Butterwang. You'll be happy how much we've got out of it, Duff, at $251. Most popular running here is Renewal in front of Maximus.
Duff, we'll come straight to you for your tips here in the last.
Yeah, 8 Renewal. If he jumps, he's the bet of the day, to my eye. I think the danger could well be the long shot of the Snowden team here, then that is Signor Fox. Liked his trial. If we get unexpected speed up front, it'll suit him. I take note what Chris said about Serene Miss, but I'm putting her in for third, and number 3, Maximus, has got a terrific hope. 8, 11, 2 and 3.
Yeah, I'm very keen on Maximus. Is a lovely second up assignment for him. He's very good first up and profiles really well, gets the right run. Renewal and myself were still working through a few trust issues from last campaign, but I do concede if he jumps, he's certainly got to be there because he's got the talent, but I just want to see him do it. Serene Miss, somewhere in the mix, I agree with you. She's just a winner. I wanted to risk her, but she just puts her head down and knows how to find the line. And I think if there's a smoky, What Could Be will be the one rattling home, providing a little bit of joy there for the exotic punters. So 3, 8, 10 and 2.
And in the last, it's 8 to beat 3, 12 and 2 from Darren. 8, 3, 12 and 2. Is that your best in the last there, Brad?
Yeah, it is the best for me, Pahutakawa and Maximus. And I think we can have a good bet on Bella Martini as well.
Okay. Thanks for your time. Good luck today, mate.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
What's your best, Duff?
Renewal. I'll gamble on the jump. I'll know my fate early, I'd say. If he jumps and finds a controlling position, he's the bet of the day.
And that's our Randwick preview. Winx jumps at 3:40.
Your complete Brisbane preview comes up at 9:30. Derby Racing invites you to their Open Day Yearling Parade on Sunday, March 3, to be held at K Ranch Arena, Mount Hunter. Derby Racing will be parading their latest purchases for syndication by Exceeding Excel, Written Tycoon, Savabil, I'm Invincible, and many more. Meet the Derby Racing team and enjoy entertainment from Damien Knoll. Join the Group 1 Golden Slipper winning syndicators at K Ranch Arena, Mount Hunter, Sunday, March 3 from 10:30 a.m. RSVP at derbyracing.com or call 0246 480998. AFL 333244.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a trifecta on races 4 and 5 at Randwick or Flemington. If you get 2 out of 3 placings correct, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing? backing. TAB. Download the app today. Excludes WA and SA residents. Big TAB, New South Wales TAB and ACT TAB accounts only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly.
Get that winning feeling with a yearling from the 2019 APG Sydney Sales. Last year's crop of two-year-old Sydney Sale graduates already boasts six individual group winners. For further information or to order your catalogue, go to apgold.com.au.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
It's as much a part of the autumn as the Derby and the Doncaster. The annual Racing Fraternity Mass brings all sections of the racing industry together. Everyone is welcome to attend the Mass in the Royal Randwick Ballroom, Randwick Racecourse at 11 a.m. Sunday, March 17. The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Just gone 9 o'clock. We're on Sky Sports Radio and we're going to look at the interstate meetings. Flemington, of course, begins early at 5 to 11 because of the heat down there. Don't forget, with all the goings on today, all the bonus jackpots, Glenn Munsey with TAB, the first four races for Rosehill and Flemington, that and Doomben.
And Doomben, yes.
You get the, if your horse runs second or third in that races 1 to 4, you get the bonus bet. And also the trifectas that are very prominent through the month of March.
Yeah, races 4 and 5 at Flemington and Randwick, those trifectas. If you get two of the three correct, you don't get the trifecta, of course, but you'll qualify for a bonus bet there. And that little added extra for those in-venue specials, you opt into those via the TAB app when you're in a venue, and there'll be special in-venue promotions as well today.
Okay, and we should mention as well, Harness and Greyhound Racing tonight isn't being ignored either with promotions through the TAB. There's early bird special times for Harness at Menangle and Greyhounds for the Meadows between 4 and 7 today. So if you're looking at the Miracle Mile or any of the other features at Menangle, all the Greyhounds at the Australian Cup at the Meadows, it's 4 to 7 p.m. today for the early bird specials on both of those meetings.
Yeah, and they've operated and been very, very successful in the races, so we thought we'd extend them for these major Greyhound and Harness. And if you've still left us on Sky Thoroughbred Central, Andrew, you'll be great to know that the Golden Path is currently playing on Sky Thoroughbred Central, which you can catch each and every Thursday night.
Well, that's
in the lead up to the Longines Golden.
That's when you should catch it Thursday night, because right now our devoted listeners are standing by for the Flemington.
Oh, they are.
Tips.
Because they've just jumped in the first at Flemington. So, boys, it's an early start. You only get half wages for half day.
Mark Hunter, good morning to you.
Morning, Hoss. No, I think you get a pay rise for getting up early, don't you, and getting organised.
Yeah, probably. But good luck with that. A lot of discussion about the heat, obviously, down there. Soft 5, they put 12 mil of water on the track between 5 p.m. and 1 a.m. this morning, and we know it's going to get to 37 degrees later in the day, so that's why they're starting early. Race 1 clear, race 2 take out 1, 8, 9 and 11. The third is clear, the fourth, 9, 10 and 11. Race 5, 5 and 12. Race 6 take out 2, 3, 4 and 8. Race 7 number 2. Race 8, number 16 out of the Guineas, and race 9, number 13. Just in case you haven't got these, race 2, number 6, top of the range is Michael D. 2-6 Michael D. And 8-17 Declaration of Heart gets a Guinea start, Damien Lane. D Lane, 8-17. Mark, is it already warm down there?
I'm not sure, Hoss, but it's warm where I am. It's, I would imagine Melbourne would be very much the same.
Okay, well, let's ask Dean Lister. He'll be probably on his way to Flemington. Morning, Dean.
Yes, I am on my way, and it's pretty warm here. I know that's 22.5 degrees.
Now, did I hear Liam O'Keefe correctly this morning when he said the track is currently a soft 5?
Yeah.
It'll more than likely get to a good 4 by race time and finish a good 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Well,
I know it's 37 degrees.
Yeah, 30s. But there's been a lot of discussion on the tracks, Dean, in Victoria, particularly in Melbourne. 12 mil is a lot, but he looks at his figures daily and he thinks he's got it right, that it'll be in perfect shape by the time we get to the first and into the program.
Yeah, I'll back William in every time, Andrew. He knows that track so well, so I got no problem with him getting it right.
Yeah, understand. Mm. All right.
Speaking of getting things right, a customer has just had $239,000 on Winks at $1.09. She
so
is now. I would say so.
How
Dina,
much was it?
Yeah. $239,000 at $1.09. She is now $1.08.
Because was it 217 he had on last time, so that worked out.
Yeah, no, it was 250. There was one customer at 150 and come back and had another 100. And here's this customer today, 230. He might have, spent. Could be the same person, and could have had 11,000 to do with something.
He might have gone out for the China Dole luncheon last Sunday or something.
I tell you what, if he's got 11,000 to give a fly at lunch, I'll be going with him.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's hook into it here. 10:55, the first over 1,000 metres.
Yeah, and we start with Lanagira, I should say, here as a $5 chance. Yulong Savings at $4.20. That price makes it favourite. Bow Trooper, 26. Dala Lart at $5.50. Biscara at 8. Mockery at 16. Cheerleaders at 5. Amarula Queen, 51. Isa Rock at 18. Judgment, 19. Miss Harriet at 23. And Shem Otti is a $19 chance. Most popular runner here is Yulong Savings, 5, 440, now 420. Second pick, very little separating Lanagira. Also, Cheerleader and Shamotti, the bottom one.
How do you see the first, Dean?
Andrew, I'm trusting the Bendigo form a little bit here. Two different two-year-old races, but I thought Cheerleader ran well on debut. Probably the horse that beat a factor fable. Absolutely no guide last night how the form will stack up because it got back and had no chance. So I'm just thinking Snowden's bringing it straight to a stakes race. She might have a good chance. Yulong Savings was strong through the line winning at Bendigo. I think it can measure up. Biscara hasn't had a lot of luck through his career, but this is a suitable race. I thought Delalart probably trialled okay of the first starters for the Hay 70 yard. But I'm trusting the Bendigo form a bit here. 7, 2, 5 and 4.
Yeah, I've got the same exacto there. Number 7, Cheerleader to win. I don't mind where it's drawn. It's got Mockery for company down the outside or down the middle, wherever they come, for speed. Good debut, as Dean said, Factor Fable was just absolutely no guide last night. I think that form might be okay to beat number 2, Yulong Savings. It won well. I'm a bit worried about that form, but it did win well. Number 1, Lanagira. It's fast, but it's just not strong. And I thought number 8, Amarula Queen, was probably every bit as good a run as Lanagira last time, and there's a massive price discrepancy there. I'll go 7, 2, 1 and 8.
Matt Hill calls the Flemington action. He likes the 2 Yulong Savings to beat 12-6-1, 2-12-6-1 in the first. Race 2 in honour of our good mate from the past, Roy Higgins, the Roy Higgins quality. And who knows, there's been a lot of discussion on a clear favourite here that could end up Adelaide Cup, long-term Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, there was a decent bet written about it. I think it was $6,051 to win the Melbourne Cup during the week. We're speaking about Shabao here. Number of scratchings. One of them is Bondiga the Toppy. So we start with Naval Warfare at $4. Aloft at $31. We've got Double Bluff at $26. Shabao, odds on favourite, $1.50. Top of the Range at $5.50. Charlevoix at $15. Scratch the next two. One for later at $41. And scratch the bottom one. Well, it's all about Shabao. He actually went up $2.40 in a full field, but Bondiga was a $7 chance and Surprise Baby was a $5 chance. He was into evens by Thursday and those two horses were still in the race. So he was 2.40 to 2 at that stage, and when all the scratchings, he's now a 2s on chance.
Righto. Is he going to be better suited at this trip, Mark, do you feel?
I don't know, Andrew. I can't really answer that. I like the way he's going at the shorter trip, but... Mm. He only does what he has to do to win. He drops in weight. He'll go forward. He'll get a really... It won't be a fast-run race. He'll get an easy run. And I would imagine he's too good for them, and he wins again. Two chances for the Quinella. Number 2, Naval Warfare. I thought it should have won last start. It was travelling well. It was a really confident ride. Probably too confident, and the Moroni horse just pushed off the fence and beat it. Number 6, Top of the Range.
it's improving as it gets up in distance, and next best, number seven, Charlevoix. So I think it's going better than what its figures read, but it's going to be back in a slowly run race, placed best. Five should win from two or six, and then number seven.
To add, 5, 2, 6, 7 for me, Chabal. Yeah, look, he's going very well, and he looks as though the longer trip will suit him, and he looks to have more upside than these. So you'd think he'd win. Naval Warfare, Mark outlined the case for him. Mooney Valley, yeah, I just thought it was an overconfident ride. He ran well. Top of the range, this is obviously a harder task, at least improving, and Charlevoix can whack away in these sort of races and maybe get into the money. But, yeah, I think 5 will probably win, 5, 2, 6, and 7.
Yeah, Matt Hill thinks the same. The 5 to beat 6, 2, and 7. 5, 6, 2, and 7 there. To race 3, named after Bob Hoisted. This down the straight, over 1,000.
Yeah, Battle Hero here, a $12 chance. Kimono at $4.60. We've got Stellar Collision at 23, Thermal Current at 13, Snit Sun at $17, Moon Lover at 12, She So High, the favourite at $2.25, and I Am Someone is a $4.40 chance. All about She So High here, 10 times the amount of money on it than any other runner in the race. Second pick is I Am Someone, and then Moon Lover.
With the favourite, Dean?
Andrew, I'm with She So High. She's first up. Stable won the race last year with Secret Agenda, probably a similar profile sort of horse, really. And I think she's trialled well enough to probably win. I Am Someone. He's a really progressive horse. He's coming off a restricted win. He's only a 77 rater, but I think kept fresh. I think he'll measure up. Kimono, first up. He was okay in a couple of runs in the spring, and one of them was down the straight. And Thermal Current, he's just a constant in this grade, and he doesn't win out of turn, but he can certainly get into the money, because I've put them in 7, 8, 2 and 4.
Pitching around the order at the top there, I think number 8, I Am Someone's got a great hope here. It's got a big fitness edge on its rivals. It should be able to sit on the shoulder of Battle Hero, be right up on the speed, give a terrific kick, and I think it can win to beat number 7, She's So High. Tried up okay, terrific win down the straight this time last year. Number 2, Kimono, should get a nice run behind them, seems to be going okay. And then number 4, Thermal Current, who just battling for his very best, but he's a place chance. 8, 7, 2, and 4.
7 is Matt Hill's tip here. She's So High to beat 2, 4, and 3. 7, 2, 4, and 3 in the Bob Hoisted. To the middies, race 4 to be run at 12.25.
Yeah, all about Nikki here. The toppy is a roughie at $31. Queen Annabelle at 16. Island Days for Graham Begg, looking for 3 wins in a row. It's a $5.50 chance. Sweet Sis at 23. Charlene, $4.60. Kalaza, $3.70 and favourite. Miss Turak Flyer, $4.40. Beauty is at $4.60, and scratch the remaining 3 runners here. They've narrowed it down to 2 hopes here. It is Beauty and Kalaza.
Which way for you, Mark?
Beauty, Andrew. Beauty. I thought Beauty was a beauty of a win. Cox Plate Day sitting 3 wide. It defied the pattern. It went a lot better than I thought it did that day, and then didn't handle the ground last start. It's come back from a spell. I thought the recent trial was a winning trial. Doesn't look to be breakneck speed, can go forward, control the race, and I think it'll give a great kick. It's the one to beat. To beat number 5, Charlene, who ran well at the Valley, I think can turn the tables on Kalaza here. Number 3, Island Days, has come back from a spell in terrific order, and 6, Kalaza, was a good win at the Valley. It'll give you a good sight again. I think 8's the one to beat, 8, 5, 3, and 6.
I think she's one of the better bets of the day, Beauty. She has trialled up really well, as Mark said. She was in one of those twilight trials after the last at Flemington and looked great and did a good job in her first campaign. The only defeat was on wet ground and 1,400. I think she's well suited. Kalaza, it's been a bit of a constant with these Hayes, Dabbing Fillies. It didn't really come up in the spring. They've come back well in the autumn. Saw Quafilla and saw winner last night, Crystallise, and this filly, I thought, won pretty well first up. She's got a chance. Island Days is going well. And I've put in Charlene next best. But I'm very keen on Beauty. 8, 6, 3, 5.
And 8 as well for Matt Hill, Beauty, to beat 7, 2, and 3. 8, 7, 2, and 3. Dean, just for listeners that may not be aware, Flemington had those, or I'll call them jump outs down the straight after the last, at the end of the last meeting. They wanted to test it for light, but sadly it ended up being a cloudy day.
Yeah, it was very fine at about 5, Andrew, when we ran the last, and then they had them at 7:10 and 7:05, and by then it had clouded over. So they didn't get much of a ride. The query is whether the riders will be able to see well into the sun. The sun's sort of set directly at the end of the straight there at Flemington, so I'll be riding into it. They just wanted to get a guide, but sadly they didn't get much of a guide.
Yeah, oh well, it'll be interesting to see what they would do with that. Race 5, the Seppel Wines over the 1,400.
Yeah, good and fast here, a $34 chance. Master Ash at 12. We've got Mr. Quickie at 12. Age of Chivalry, the favourite at $2.60. Blue Hope is out. Winning Partner at 8. Black Bliss at 19. Secret Vega at 12. Brilliant Choice at $3.90. Write Your Name at 10. Sid's Coins, a $71 pop. Almighty Gold is out, and Helmaz at $26. Pretty good betting race here. Strong money for Age of Chivalry and Brilliant Choice, the two picks, but then steady money for nearly every other runner in the race, bar Sid's Coin.
It's interesting, Dean, talking with Simon Zara during the week. They thought of the guineas with Age of Chivalry, but they then thought it's just a bit soon to go to the mile.
Yeah, I mean, even I think he's got to run a really strong 14. He got a really good chance to do it the other day, and he ran well. But there might be a little bit more pressure here, and Brilliant Choice might provide that pressure. I thought he was outstanding at Mooney Valley, number 9, and just a horse on the up, and he's already won at the 14. I think he can measure up here. Age of Chivalry should run well. But, yeah, I think that's a little bit flattering, that form line, because they went so steady in the CSA stakes, and he was up on the speed, and he had his chance, and a lot of horses trying to climb over them late. The value runner for me is Write Your Name. Should have won easily at Sandown before a spell, and you can see it just blending into this race and being really strong with plenty of galloping room, which it didn't get at any stage at Sandown. And Mr. Quickie's a really promising stay, probably South Australian Derby bound, but if I overdo it up front, I could see him absolutely steaming down the outside, being next best. But I'm with Brilliant Choice. Thought the value might be Write Your Name. 9, 4, 10, 3.
The album with Brilliant Choice as well. I'm with 9 to be 4 like Dean. As long as the wind doesn't hammer the leaders here, I think Brilliant Choice will control the race. Terrific form lines in Sydney. Bolted into the valley. It's going to run a strong 1,400, and I thought it was clear pick. As long as leaders aren't disadvantaged. To beat number 4, Age of Chivalry, just getting better with each run. It was good last time. I thought the value runner might be number 8, Secret Vega. Didn't have much luck behind Brilliant Choice. It's got that good Flemington run to ring-a-ding-ding. And then next best, number 3, Mr. Quickie, who trialled well. It's a good horse, Mr. Quickie. It trialled well. It's going to be charging late. I'll go 9, 4, 8, and 3.
Matt Hill likes number 4, Age of Chivalry, to beat 6, 9, and 10. 4, 6, 9, and 10. And Brilliant Choice has got some real strong form that relates to today here.
Yeah, Dino said some good Sydney form. Well, it was placed its first run in a race in a Maid of Heaven. She went on to win a Group 1 race.
Sadly retired.
And then beat Nikita Jane when it won its maiden. She went on to be placed in a Group 1 race, and she's second pick for a Group 1 race today.
Yeah, really good form through Brilliant Choice in Race 5 today at Flemington. Race 6, we get into the feature races now. This is the Tab Shaftesbury Avenue.
Yes, and we start with Grunt here at $3.20. Scratch the next 3. Go down to number 5, Rock and Gold at 21. Saucony at 11. Furion, $3.80. Ullman is out. Violate, $7.50. Hiyoshi at 151. Poetic Dream at 10. Streets of Avalon at 6. Zebulon at 14. Man of his word, he's pipe opener for the All-Star Mile here at $19. Most popular runner now with all of the scratchings becomes the favourite Grunt, although he's 3.10 out to 3.20 this morning. Second pick is Furion, and next pick is Streets of Avalon.
Mick Price feels with Grunt. He'll need a bit of luck at the right time here, Mark.
Yeah, I don't like this race, Andrew. I liked Widgie Turf, and he's obviously not with us. So I am left with number 12, Streets of Avalon. I just think you can trust the horse. What you see is what you get. It's flying. It's got a good gait. It goes forward, gets a good run. To beat number 1, Grunt, who might win. I thought his trial sort of left a few questions unanswered. Down to number 12, Violate. It's a horse that always runs well. First up, 2,400 metres. And 7, Furion. It'll be charging home. Would be no shock to see it win either. I don't like the race. 12-1-9-7.
It's
a
Richie
Turf
race, but I'm now with Furion. Six from 6 up to 1,700 metres. He hasn't run beyond 17, even though he's been tried as a stayer. I think he's a sharp enough horse to win a race like this first up. Violate on a similar race to this in the spring. I think he'll run well fresh. Streets of Avalon's the one that's hard fit. He'll make his own luck. He's got a good chance again. And I put in Grunt for fourth. Yeah, I wasn't sold on how exactly how he trialled. I think this run will bring him on for his next run, but yeah, I think he's well enough found in the market. 7, 9, 12 and 9.
Matt Hill likes Grunt number 1 to be 12, 7 and 14. 1, 12, 7 and 14 for Matt. And I was going to mention, Widgie Turf, it's in tomorrow, Dean, at Wang?
Yeah, in the Eldorado at Wangaratta, Andrew, yep.
Okay, so they race at Wang today and then tomorrow. Is it their Cup Carnival?
Cup day tomorrow, yeah.
Okay, righto. So what's for Widgie Turf tomorrow? Sadly, best of days during the week. Bled after having had that second jump out, and its carnival is over. Disappointing news there for Godolphin. Similar to really Elise last year, Glenn, when she suffered a bleed. And they're hoping that best of days comes back in the spring, you know, in good form.
Yeah, well, and I know they had him sort of well up there, you know, as regards where they're better horses, yeah. So this is the Blamey Stakes, where the WA visitor here, the top one, is Material Man at $3.80. Best of days out, Gallic Chieftain at 200-1. Manuel is a $10 chance, 50 Stars at $10. Johannes Vermeer at $3.70 and favourite. Come back today from the Melbourne Cup 2 years ago. Tabago at 71, Mighty Boss at 21, Tom Melbourne at 11, Cool Chap 34, The Answer My Friend at 6, Saucybon at 26, Main Stage 61, Holbein 19, and Bring Me Roses a $15 chance. Really good betting races you would expect here. Material Man, the best supported runner, although 370 out to 380 this morning. Johannes Vermeer, second pick, steady. Third pick, very little separating, 50 Stars and Bring Me Roses.
Spoke with Lloyd Williams, Dean, through later part of the week, and he said this is the first run for the stable. When they ran him in the Melbourne Cup, Aidan O'Brien at that time, and it was 2017, said this is the best horse that I've trained at that stage. Lloyd Williams said to me, this is the best horse with his stable, within his stable right now. On his track work, he's the best, and therefore, with normal luck, he should run very well. So I take it, don't be worried by the horse having such a long break, the way that Lloyd spoke this week.
Well, I can usually hit the mark pretty quickly with the Mandrew, with how they train them. So, look, I've got to be respectful of him. It's an awkward draw, I would have thought. I've picked Material Man. I think I'm just hoping it's a bigger track than 1600. He gets a bit better luck. Barrier 1's probably going to be a little bit of a challenge, just getting away from the rail at the right time, because there's good speed with Manuel and Tom Melbourne and obviously The Answer My Friend. And I thought that Material Man could run well to beat 50 Stars. He's not well weighted, but I just think he's looking for a mile, and he's going to get just behind the speed here, and I think get a good run. Certainly, Johan Vermeer might just come out and win easily. He's obviously a very good horse. What we saw of him in 17, and Manuel on the back up from last week. 1, 5, 6 and 4.
Number one, Material Man, just should be an each way special. It was terrific 2 runs ago. Then last time, they just pushed it way too far forward. It was out sprinted and then rallied really strongly on the line. I don't mind gate one here. As Dean said, there's good speed. I think Lucy will get a beautiful run, fourth or fifth inside, and surely the gaps will come with the speed on, and it just shouldn't miss. The big number six, Johannes Vermeer, will need luck from that gate, but if the big head wins hammering the leaders, who knows, it might be in the right spot, just charge down the outside. Number five, 50 Stars. I thought it was really good over the line. It's the only other winning hope for mine. Next best, number 10, Cool Chap, who doesn't win but might run into a place. 1, 6, 5, then 10.
One as well here for Matt Hill, a Material Man, to beat 6, 11 and 4. 1, 6, 11 and 4 in the Blamey. The big group one at Flemington, 2:45 is start time. The Australian Guineas and Declaration of Heart is Damien Lane.
Yeah, Extra Brute here, the Derby winner is TAB number one, and it's a $15 chance. Long Leaf at $23 comes off winning the Karakamian race over there, $23. Star of Karam at 21, Ring-a-Ding Ding at $7. Rainier 26, Chapada 23, The Inevitable at 13, Hawkshot at 6, Performer 126, Scottish Rogue at 71, Dealmaker at 21, Otorto at 61, Adana 31, Amphitrite, the $4.60 favourite. We've got Mystic Journey at $4.80, Very Elegant is out, and Declaration of Heart at $26. Most popular runner is Ring-a-Ding-Ding, only a matter of 1,000 in front of Mystic Journey. Amphitrite next pick, and a fair gap to the rest.
Dean, how's it set up, the pace in the guineas?
Well, Hawkstock's going to be the leader, Andrew. I think it's a great draw for him because he can just come across as he wants. He's sort of horse that gets a bit fired up, I think, when he's got horses around him. So I think the outside draw is coming across steadily and probably then building his speed. I think he's probably going to be the leader. And then there's probably a few that might file across from out wide as well. But I thought he was the leader.
Okay, give us your thoughts in the guineas.
I'm going with Mystic Journey. I think she's one of the top two or three three-year-olds in the country at this sort of distance. And she's had the two runs in Tassie. She's been fantastic. I just hope she can hold a little bit of a spot from the draw. I think if she does, she'll be very hard to beat. From Ring-a-ding-ding, loved his closing effort last week. That's 200 of the meeting. Out to 1,600, big track. He'll run very well. Eight. Hawkshot. I just envisage him being a fair way in front with about 300 to go and giving a good side. I think you'll run well, and Amphitrite I've put in next best. And I'm giving a little chance of declaration apart now. He's got in the field with the blinkers on, but I'm with Mystic Journey. 15, 4, 8, and 14.
Okay, Mark, just hang on, Mark. We'll just fade you up. What are your thoughts in the guineas?
Me, Andrew?
Yep.
I think Ring-a-ding-ding's the best of the day each way. I think it was terrific first up and a lovely run last time. Got back and just smoked through the line. Just get into that three-wide train. And Geochen said steaming down the outside here at Flemington. I like it each way a lot. To beat number 15, Mystic Journey. She's a beauty. She'll just have to get clear at the right time from gate one. I thought 11, Dealmaker, was terrific odds. Both runs back have been good. And next best, number 8, Hawkshot. As long as, I keep saying, as long as the wind doesn't hammer the leaders, I think Hawkshot will give a great side in front. 10 on 4 from 15, 11 and 8.
Matt Hill likes number 4, Ring-a-ding-ding, to be steaming to victory to beat 14, 8 and 3. 4, 14, 8 and 3 for Matt Hill in the guineas. The Francis Tressidy wraps it up here, 20 past 3, with the early start and finish here, hopefully prior to those temperatures getting to the high 30s.
Yeah, we start with Aristia here as a $15 chance. Oregon's Day is back today at its $4.40 chance. Canedna at 23, Shoko is at $19. Samovare at 23, smart as you think, 100 to 1. She's Dashing at 9, Set to Sparkle 14. Jester Halo 19, Temple of Bell $9.50. Music of the Night 200 to 1. La Tigressa is an $11 chance. Chevalier Dion is a scratching, and Clarice Cliffs. Is the $2.60 favourite and the most popular runner here. About a third of the total hold is on that, and it has double its next rival, which is actually Aristia, and third pick little separating Oregon's Day and She's Dashing.
Mark Hutter, how do you see the last?
I'm down the bottom half, number 14, Clarice Cliffs. I think you're probably taking rock bottom. I'd the horse who's jumping a lot in grade, but the first up win was good. The second up win was absolutely outstanding. It'll go forward. It'll control the race. It'll give a terrific kick. And it's got race fitness on its side. It's the one they have to beat. Number 7, She's Dashing. Just wish she trialled a little bit better. She's a good horse. Should have a much better record than what she's got. Two Oregon's Day from gate 1. Trialled well, can trail through. And one Aristia, the Oaks winner, back from a spell. Trialled nicely, got a good gate. Will be running on 14, 7, 2 and 1.
I'm going with Clarice Cliffs also. I thought she was absolutely brilliant last start, and as Mark said, she's taking rock bottom odds for a mare that's a 73 rater, but I think she'll just keep racing through the grades, and this is probably a starting point to beat. I'm putting just a halo as a roughie. I think that's a 1,400, and just, I think she'll get a good run, and I think she can roll at a price. Origin Day has trialled well, gets a cheap run here, and I'll put in Set to Sparkle next best. But 14's a one to beat for me from 9, 2 and 8.
And for Matt Hill, it's number 2, Oregon's Day, to beat 14, 10 and 4. 2, 14, 10 and 4 for Matt Hill in race 9.
We just got a text from a listener, Andrew, and Clarice Cliff is a wonderful English pottery maker from the last century, and this caller actually collects it. So thank you very much to Mr. Hadley.
I was had.
Thank you, Ray. Clarice. Clarice Cliff.
Clarice.
Yes, that's from a collector.
Out here in...
He's a collector of clays, Ray Hadley.
Yeah, Clarence Cliff Pottery. So thank you very much, Ray.
Right.
And good luck with anything you're doing today.
Yeah, he'll be listening. Well, he's listening to us, which is great. They're the tips for the nine races. Mark, what's your best?
I think it's a tough day, Hoss. I'll go race 3, number 8, I Am Someone. And my best for the day, race 8, number 4, Ring a Ding Ding.
Ring a Ding Ding, race 8, number 4. Good on you, mate. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. What about you, Dean?
I'll probably take a double, Andrew, of Shorty in race 2, Chabal, into race 4, number 8, Beauty.
Race 4, number 8, Beauty. Yep, can't wait to see her back today. I know you're driving on the way to Flemington, so if you can't think of anything in your mind from any other meeting, I totally respect that, but I ask anyway.
Yeah, no, I'm a bit off the pace of the other meeting today, Andrew.
Nah, understand.
Yeah,
well, mate,
free last week, so anyway.
Yeah, no, you did, and that's why our listeners love you when you come up with something. So, no, fully respect your driving and on the
make
way
sure
there.
I've got something next week for you.
No, that's fine. Mate, just keep look after yourself with that heat.
Yep, we're already up to about 32 degrees now as I'm getting closer to Flemington, so it's getting warm.
Mm, yeah, okay. You take it easy. Have a good day, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Dean Lester and Mark Hunter looking at Flemington, the Australian Guineas Day, and don't forget the offers there. Races 1 to 4, Rose Hill, Flemington and Doomben. If your horse runs second or third, you get the bonus bet back of up to $50. And the trifectas today, races 4 and 5 here at Randwick and Flemington. If you get 2 out of the 3 and not get it, then you get the bonus bet as well back to $50. So trifectas, races 4 and 5 here at Randwick and Flemington. Jockey challenges, just to wrap it up with, Muns.
Yeah, with the early start to Flemington. Remember the jockeys there. Damien Oliver, 2.35 favourite in the jocks, over Craig Williams at 4. Luke Curry's at 5. Michael Walker's at 9. Damien Lane's at 9.50. Any other jockeys, 17. Dwayne Dunn, 26. Mark Zara at 31. Here at Randwick, for Tab Chipping Norton Stakes Day, Huey Bowman, the 1.75 favourite, over James McDonald at 5. Kerrin McAvoy, 6. Blake Shin, 7.50. Josh Parr, Brett Navdala and Tim Clark are the other riders. At Doomben, Jeff Lloyd, short price favourite there, 160 over Brad Stewart at 3. Mark Duplessis, Bailey Nordoff, Larry Cassidy, James Orman and Dale Smith are the other riders. And at Goulburn, for Country Championships Qualifier Day, Christian Reith, the $2 favourite there over Jess Taylor at 270. The Guymanator, Sean Guymer, who's absolutely airborne at the moment, at $11. Kayla Nisbet, 14. Billy Owen, Travis Wolfgram and Winona Costin are your other riders there. And plenty of other specials available. Check them all out, racing extras and the like there.
All right.
At Tab.
And you'll be back in half an hour with Joycey to go through all the markets.
Yes.
Good on you. Glenn Munsey, by the way, a change of tactics note through from the stewards. Super Oasis in race 4 and Graceful Glamour in race 6, both to be ridden more forward. So from Mark Newnham's team, Super Oasis, race 4, number 7, and race 7, number 6, Graceful Glamour, both to be ridden more forward. That note from the stewards. A break and then we'll look at Doomben.
After the Brisbane tips, your New South Wales provincial preview.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Sauvignon. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
The King Living Anniversary Sale is on now with up to 50% off selected furniture designs. Now's the time to save on award-winning furniture. Visit King Living today. Sale on now. Ahead of tonight's Mardi Gras, special event clearways are in place until 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's on roads throughout the southern end of the CBD, Darlinghurst, Surrey Hills and Moore Park. Harbour crossings are doing pretty well at this point. No dramas with a bridge or tunnels. At Erskineville, a car breakdown on Sydney Park Road near Mitchell Road. That's also having an impact on Euston Road. Get the Volkswagen Golf Trendline from $25,990 drive away with a 5-year unlimited kilometre warranty. Conditions and exclusions apply. See volkswagen.com.au. Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Laurie Daly and Terry Kennedy are the Big Sports Breakfast. With everything that's happening in NRL, football and international sports, plus plenty of opinions. The Big Sports Breakfast, back Monday morning from 5.30 on Sky Sports Radio.
If I told you you could be part of a champion pedigree racehorse, trained by Robert Heathcote or Chris Muntz, if I told you Schnitzel and Written Tycoon were the size, if I told you you could be part of Magic Millions Day on track, owner side, and you only needed $176 and $15 per month, would you stop dreaming and do it? Life's better with a racehorse. Be part of it with My Runners at mirunners.com.
Warrawee needy. Here's what one of the USA's leading drivers, Jody Jameson, had to say about him after he retired as the fastest horse on the planet.
Warrawee needy was one of the best horses I ever drove, bar none. Some of the fastest quarters a horse has ever paced. Warrawee needy paced those quarters. He's come quarters in 25 seconds. Tall, beautiful horse, clean-legged, powerful, powerful strides, and an amazing brain, which is very important when you're racing in Australasia. Just an amazing animal, and I'm sure he'll do wonders here down under.
Hi, this is Stephen O'Keefe from the New South Wales cricket team for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. In cricket, I've had some great reasons to celebrate, and it's even better to celebrate with my teammates and friends. But when I do, I always plan ahead. It's not hard. So if you plan to celebrate, arrange a designated driver who won't drink. And if a mate's not right to drive, do whatever it takes to stop them from getting behind the wheel. Because mates don't let their mates drink and drive.
RAD, RAD.org.au.
Country Championships action continues tomorrow from Mudgee.
Yes, and of course today we're at Goulburn, 6 o'clock for the qualifier. Let's look at Doomben, Soft 5 and Michael Maxworthy's online. Morning, Maxie.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Yes, we've had a couple of mils of rain. Welcome showers, not rain as such, but showers. And we're just into the soft rains today. I can tell you it's overcast and we might get a few showers for the rest of the day, but I think it's going to be a pretty good racing surface today, Andrew, with just the give out of it. The inside 6 metres hasn't been raced on for about 14 days, so track should be in good order.
Righto, let's help our listeners into some winners of the nine races. In the first, for Barry Lockwood, Surprise Bullet, number 5, the favourite, at $2.60.
Yeah, and I think he's the way to go. This is a Class 3 plate, and under the set weights, he's the best handicapped horse here, being the highest rated with 75 points. He's on a backup. There was a lot of merit in that fifth placing last Saturday at Eagle Farm behind Reckless Choice. Reckless Choice is a very, very impressive horse. This guy was only beaten about 2 3/4 lengths in Class 6 grade, so he's back to Class 3 today. The issue is getting him into the gates. He's got this phobia with the starting gates, but he eventually relinquishes and goes in, and I hope that's the case today because I think we'll get off with a winner with number 5, Surprise Bullet. To beat number 3, Reeby the Red, his two runs have been quite good. A bit unlucky this track and distance last time when beaten in a three-way photo. Definitely the 4, Sir Barnabas, but he just might need one more run. And then I've got number 8, Sepoy Achiever, the Waller Runner. 5, 3, 4, and 8 in the first.
5, 3, 8, and 4 to race number 2 at Doomben. And at this stage, number 3 follows suits the favourite at 3.80. I say that because the 2 in G, what is it here? I'll get the full letters. In G, what is it?
Inchy Goodby.
Inchy Goodby. You hesitate when you look at it. It's $3.90. So it's only 10 cents behind follow suit.
Yeah, well, in this field, what have we got now with the scratching of Fighting Teal? We've got 8 runners. 6 of them ran this track and distance a fortnight ago, and the winner was follow suit. So that's the barometer that we're looking at here, that particular race. Now, Inchy Goodby, now the reason why he's favourite here is because he had a tough trip with 59 on his back. He came very wide and just whacked away late, but he was good. But with the claim today, he's down to 56. He's only 2 over the minimum, so I think punters are looking at that with Inchy Goodby. Now, the winner of that race was follow suit. He sat back, smoked the pipe, came with a strong run down the outside. I thought the 5 was good in that race. Vaucluse Bay, one of Chris Waller's runners, he was second, and I think he'll go forward here today. He'll either lead or sit in the first 3, and I think this might be his turn, number 5, Vaucluse Bay. To beat number 2, Inchy Goodby, the apprentice rider's just got to make all the right moves on him. Then number 3 follows suit, and I'm throwing in 6 for 4, Zippity-Doo-Dah, 5, 2, 3, 6.
Race number 3, and with the market here at tab at the moment, Ready to Roam, number 3, the favourite at $2.50 for Gollan and Stewart, over Xanthius, number 2, for Matt Dunn, currently at $3.10.
Yeah, good race. Very good race. I think this Ready to Roam is a very, very professional horse. He ran second in a trial to his stablemate Garibaldi. and then he bumped into that same horse at his first start. He was tight for room. I thought he was very, very good there, ready to roam, to be only beaten a length and a half. And we then saw Garibaldi go to Randwick and run a respectable race there in the Piero. So it all looks good for Ready to Roam. He had a little trial. He won it on Tuesday at Doobin. He's ticking over well. And as I say, he's a very, very professional colt. So we'll go with him to beat number one, the Odyssey. Kelly Sweet is runner. At one time, he was up in the market for the Magic Millions. He had a visor on in the Magic Million, and he just pulled too hard. He was still in front of the 250, but he stopped thereafter. Kelly's taken the visor off the Odyssey today. But still, for me, a slight query at the 1,200. But he's certainly there with that Magic Millions form. Number two, Xanthus, still a little bit green, but he was very good on debut. He's getting better. And seven, Magic Beans, who won that first race at Eagle Farm last week. But quite keen on Ready to Roam number three from 1, 2, and 7.
As you say, it might be a small field, but a lot of interest in the third there at 2:37 our time. Race four, Perudo, number five's the favourite here, again for Gollan and Stewart. $2.30 right now at tab over 2nd of May, number four, currently at $4.40.
This is the fillies division of the Duel. It's a prelude, these two divisions of the two-year-old today, to the big Duel day at the Coast in 2 weeks. So we're now seeing the girls, and I think this is a little bit more interesting. These two fillies of Tony Gollan's are well and truly above average. I refer to Needorp and also Perudo, the top two in the market. Perudo trial very well against Valere Veloce, who's very smart, and then went to Toowoomba, and she had a stroll in the park. The other filly, Needorp, I just can't get that trial out of my mind back in September. She was super. She's a daughter of Not a Single Doubt. And then there was a little bit of a mix-up with the preparation. They put the meeting off and transferred it to Toowoomba. She ended up going to Toowoomba, and she bumped into Mashani Spirit, who we know is pretty smart and ran second. Since then, Needorp has had a break, and she's been super in a couple of trials. So I'm going to give her the edge over a stablemate, Perudo, to say these fillies are really good. Then number one, Ray of Dreams, so Chris Lee's runner, who's racing in really good form, and two, Say Higher. 3, 5, and then 1 and 2.
Race number five, another one of the preludes, as you've explained here, and Mashani Hustler, number one, the favourite, at 2.70 over the two Defence Missile at 4.20.
Yeah, these three-year-olds will be going to that big $500,000 race in a fortnight, and again, under the set weights of this, you've got to look at the top two, Defence Missile and Mashani Hustler. Mashani Hustler's rating is 86, Defence Missile is 80, and then next bestest Trail of Glory was 69. So with only 57 on their backs, if weights mean anything, they should fight it out. They raced against each other last time, and Mashani Hustler beat Defence Missile. But Defence Missile had no luck whatsoever, while Mashani Hustler had all of the luck. So I'm switching them around today. I'm very keen on number two, Defence Missile, who has been heavily backed. I think about 750 to about 450. Defence Missile from gate one to beat the one Mashani Hustler will probably try and lead. He's got a great record. He's won 5 of 9. So I've got these two clearly ahead of number 10, Trail of Glory, a last start winner. She'll be strong at the end. And then number 11, Kitty Kins. 2 and 1, then 10 and 11.
Righto, to the Tattersalls Members' Cup, race 6 today at Doomben. Emphasis here for Richie Stevenson. Comes to town there at 3.30 at the moment at tab, over Sword of Justice, number 6 at 3.70, and Zebek, number 5, is right there as well. Maxi, currently at $3.80.
Yeah, I never thought I'd make him the best bet, but I'm going to. Zebek, he's one of these Europeans, and often they can mix their form a little bit so when they come to Australia, but not this guy. He's really enjoying life at the Wallace Stable on the Gold Coast, the Beck. And I thought he was fantastic first up of a spell when running fourth behind one of his rivals today in Sword of Justice. He had difficulty getting clear between the 400 and the 200. He finished full of running. Now he's up to the mile second up. I'm just hoping that they've still got him a little bit on the fresh side. I reckon he could win this. He's the Beck number five. To beat number six, Sword of Justice. Now, he's a query at the mile. He'll lead here, and he'll need to get a soft time of it. Number seven, El Campeador. I think he's just about ready to knock in another win, and he'll be handy to the speed with Sword of Justice. And then number eight, Coral Coast. Hadn't raced for 4 months. Looked a little above herself at Ipswich the other day. She's got terrific form around Youngstar during the carnival. So I want to have a good look at her in the yard to see if she's trimmed up a little bit today. But happy to go with 5 to Beck from 6, 7 and 8.
Race number 7, benchmark 75 race. Toby Edmonds has the favourite Linlithgow, number 15, currently at $2.50 over Wooshka, number 14, at $6.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on Linlithgow as well. Another one that I want to watch in the yard. We haven't seen her for 6 months. She's a 5-year-old. She's only had 5 starts for 3 wins. And they usually only get 1, maybe 2 runs out of each prep. So they've got to be very, very careful. They've got to have a right, and I think he set her for this particular race. First up, Linlithgow. She trialled about 5 weeks ago, trialled like a bomb at the Gold Coast. So Toby's had plenty of time to get the work into her. She's pretty quick. She'll race in the first 3, and I think she'll get the money, Linlithgow. Over number 2, Tabbing. He's pretty genuine, this fellow. He'll probably bounce the gates in front, but he may take a trail here, but he'll be handy nevertheless. One, my girl, Haley. I love the way she worked on the course proper the other day on the outside. She had blinkers on and absolutely flew. I'm just hoping she goes back from that wide gate and runs on. And then number 9, Limerick Moon at a big price. But 15 should get away with it over 2, 1 and 9.
The second last is race 8. Mr. Marbleus is back here, number 6, $1.80 right now at tab over Plucky Girl, who doesn't go too bad either. She's currently at $4.60.
Yeah, Plucky Girl hasn't raced since November, and she only had the 1 start. So obviously there was a problem. And she finished 4 of 4 in a recent barrier trial, but she didn't have blinkers on, and she wasn't asked in the trial. She is getting blinkers first time today, Plucky Girl. She's won 8 of 22. But, gee, how are they going to beat this Mr. Marbleus? Goodness me, I just cannot find a fault. In fact, Andrew, it just looks too good. He's got gate number 1, he's 3rd up, he's got 3 kilos off, and he leads. So I just hope that he can hold them off in the straight. I think he will. He's raced, he's got that spur craft form, so I think he wins. And I think the $1.80, you know, I'd be happy to take that. Number 4, Courts the King, is first up, and he'll probably sit handy to the speed. I don't think he can beat Marbleus, but he can pick up some of the minor money. 5, Plucky Girl, she's first up. Again, be great to have a look at her in the mounting yard, see how she presents. And then number 2, Snoopy. 6, 4, 5 and 2.
The last tonight at 6:27 our time, and Constant Flight is the favourite here. David Van Dyke at $2.80 over Langro, number 3, at $3.70.
Yeah, a lot of speed has come out of this. I think a few of the trainers have felt, well, there's so many that like the lead. We like the lead, so we'll scratch, but the pace now looks to be You Know Best ahead of Langro. I know they're hell-bent on leading with You Know Best, and this is the horse that probably contributed to the very first defeat of Meet Mr. Taylor, because he led Meet Mr. Taylor and got him out of his comfort zone. This guy actually kicked on and ran 5th. Now, Langro likes the lead. He's got terrific Melbourne City form for this. Langro's only had the 1 start for new trainer Steve O'Day. He led, a bit of pressure, a bit of work early to lead. He ran 2nd behind Kirtle, who stalked and had the better run. So Langro's stepping up to 13.50, and I think if they take the trail, Let You Know Best go, that's probably his best chance. However, having said all of that, so I'm looking at the one that's going to stalk the speed, and that's Constant Flight number 6. He trialled well behind Ignite the Lighter, speedy type, the Sunny Coast the other day, and he's going to be the one, I think, enjoying the perfect trail here, Constant Flight. To beat number 3, Langro. 14, Madloose Missile to run on, and 1, Greystain, the other run on her. 6, 3, 14 and
1. Best bet, was it back in race 6?
Yeah, we're going with Czar Beck, race 6, horse number 5. Andrew?
Righto, race 6, number 5. Enjoy it up there, mate.
Okay, thank you for that.
Michael Maxworthy looking at Doomben, soft 5, and just monitor. There's a few showers around, but it's okay at this moment. Apart from here at Randwick, where a lot of staff are lobbing into work for the Tab Chipping Norton program, it's Country Championship Qualifier Day at Goulburn. The track is improved into the good range, and John Scorse has got all the winners. Morning to you, John.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Really looking forward to this, Andrew. The big qualifier at Goulburn. I think it's going to play. We might see the winner of the championship here today. It's a very, very strong heat. But, mate, look, great to see this meeting. Of course, a showcase meeting. The good money's up and all the city stables are here. There's a great mix of form from everywhere, mate. So hopefully we've got a couple for them
listening in and watching at home.
All right, let's hook into them, mate, because we want to give a bit of time to the last race. Promisa, the favourite in the first here, number two at Tab, $2.10 over Brunella, number four at $4.60.
Yeah, gone from a two-horse race to a one-horse race. This 2, 4, 7, and 5, Andrew. Promisa looked terrific at the trials. Scott Gate won, Joey Ible and Blake McDougall looked really good at the trials, and the form out of it, well, we saw that the horse of Matt Dale's win very impressively at Canberra, so this is probably going to lead all the way here. Brunella was good down there behind Field the Night. Designer Dance ran second in the race. It won very well yesterday. It was well beaten. Get a lot of start away and didn't do much right, but it'll improve off that. And it's your Quinella horse. Seven Star Cash has been placed a few times. It was okay down at Queanbeyan one day, and the Sapphire Coast. It can run okay here for the Exotic and Five Oaks. Fencing first, started by Bella Spree. But get the money early. 2, 4, 7, and 5, Andrew.
Righto, race two, a class two over the 1,000. Yulong Wayne here for the Snowdens, number one, the favourite at Tab, $2.80 over two Gundy at $3.80.
Yeah, again, the form from everywhere, Andrew, but I've got to go with the top weight despite a class two. He's got 61.5, Yulong Wayne, but 1, 3, 8, 5. Both his wins were very good the day he won. Last run was at Moon Valley, of course, but look, inside gate again, Chris Reese to the Snowdens, it'll take some running down here. Three Carruthers has always showed good ability for Norm Gardner. He's been gelded since last preparation, and he can run on for sure here off a hot speed. Look, 8, Our Girl Polly is the outsider of the field, and I'll give it a cheeky chance here. A few excuses first up. It'll definitely improve off that, and with the right run, it won't be far off at the big odds. And 5, Major Danger. It's pretty speedy, and he's drawn outside them, but he'll put some spice into the race. 1, 3, 8, 5, Andrew.
Righto, to race three. This is over the 1,300. 9, Sakura is the favourite at $2.90 over Lord Heron, number four, at $5. And Danae, number eight, also for Godolphin, is at $5, John.
Yeah, trick shot race, this one, Andrew. Keen to see these in the yard. 9, 4, 3, 2. But they've been very patient with this Sakura. First trial was back in October 2017. Then we saw it in February 18. But two recent trials, trial beyond luminescent recently. They mean business. They see the big money on offer this the coming yard, and it might be very hard to beat here. Then you've got the race division. Lord Heron and Cry Achilles know each other from Newcastle. Lord Heron pretty good there first up, and drawn inside Cry of Achilles here might just give it that tactical advantage over him at least. I'll trouble in second. Lord Achilles, as I mentioned, the two runs have both been good. It's a chance here, and 2, Valente for John O'Shea likes to target these meetings as well. A recent trial was pretty good. Made it 9, 4, 3, 2. Keen to watch them in the yard there, Andrew.
Righto, we'll get a report on that through the day. 9, 4, 3, and 2 in the third. Race four here, a maiden over the mile, John. Which way are you going?
I'm going the 4, Andrew. 4, 8, 2, 6. A good improvement from this Lord DeSantamo for Terry Robinson. Really got the team flying. Adela Kalani, so you'd think the mile will suit it. The run was very good in that provincial maiden at Kembla recently, so I'm going to go its way off the good gate. 8 for sure, high potentials. Had a fair few tries, this girl, but I think she's a bit better this time in. She was really good down at Nowra last time, and she's going to run well again here. And I think that's probably a good Quinella. Gunga Din's lightly raced. He's showing good potential. The mile will probably suit him on his home track. Gate 1, Blake McDougall. And a 6 blue, blue carrot, we'll call this, for Johnny Sargent, was okay on debut at Nowra. So 4, 8, 2, 6, Andrew.
Terry Robinson, he's enjoying, when he brings horses to Sydney, he's enjoying a little run at the moment.
It wouldn't matter where he took them, Andrew, but yeah, he's having a great run with those highways.
Yeah, he is. He's got the favourite there, as you like, at $4 over high potential at $4.20. To race five, Gabby Engelbrecht's got the favourite here at the moment. Number 6, Arrogant Lass, currently $3.70 a tab over Russian Romeo at $4.
Yeah, I made it 7, 6, 5, 3, Andrew. I think this is probably one of the best value bets of the day here in Defy. Former Victorian horse, the Longmire Girls twin star there. They got the team flying, and this put the writing on the wall down at Nowra last time. But
that just couldn't run down first. Courier, who had the right run, but gate two, it might get the favours today. And I think around $6 or $7, Andrew, was really good value. Six Arrogant Lash, well, it was nice and arrogant when it broke at Duck. It was very impressive there. He's got it going very well, Gab. Up to the 1600 is going to suit this, and it'll make its own luck to boot. Five, I threw into the tips here, Andrew. Lolita Gold, I made this a good thing down at Albury last Saturday. It backed up, it comes back to a mile. Probably didn't get the 2,000 that strongly, but I'll give it another go here. And Russian Romeo, a good maiden winner here. Two backs, best of the rest. 7, 6, 5, 3. Good value, about 7, Andrew.
Yeah, Defy at the moment, $7.230 to place in race number 5. Race 6, John O'Shea's got the short price favourite, King's Peak number 2 at $1.85 over Hakila for Godolphin number 1 at $2.40.
Yeah, look, I think he's probably the nicest horse, or outside the championship qualifier, this might be the nicest horse racing here today, King's Peak. I made it a good thing, even at the short end, who 2, 1, 4 and 9 for me. But he was very good when he won his maiden here in very dominant fashion. And, look, he just they went slow and he pulled off a train that day at Kembla Grange. I back him there. He's resuming here from the good gate. He might just be too good here. Look, obviously, Hakili, they scrapped the other one, Godolphin, in horse number 3 here. They rely on this one, Hakili. Good winning at Newcastle off the 5-week break. It's only lightly raced. And gate 1, they'll eyeball each other here, I believe. But it might just be too good, King's Peak. Then you got a bit of a distance to 4 Vertex. They couldn't get a run in the championship qualifier. Some of the runs in the highway were pretty good last prep. And 9, I thought, was probably best of the rest, Whiskey and Diamond. 2, a good thing, 1, 4, 9, Andrew.
Righto, to race 7, the second last at Goulburn. Classic Jade for Gary Moore, the favourite number 2, or in fact equal favourite from number 6, Mookarina. They're both at 360 over 11, Sestina at 480.
Yeah, this is the toughest race of the day, Andrew, for sure. Look, I'd come back to Mookarina. 6-5-2-1 for me. I'm just going to dismiss the orange run there. I think she's a better mare than that. And look, gate 2 gets the claim. He's well placed in a race like this, so I'm going to go Mookarina on top of the 5 here. I thought this could run well, Irish Lucy. He's raced well at this track before. It showed plenty of potential, and I think, again, well drawn. It won't be far off these here. And look, then you've got 2 Classic Jade. It's on the up. It's well suited on the 2 provincial runs this preparation, or the last 2. They had a 3-week break and a trial in between times, but racing well this time in Gary Moore and the Travis Wolfgram there. And the top weight Black Wand, I don't know what to make of them. The Nowra run, Andrew, it was well fancied. It could break back in a race like this. But hopefully a winner's in that top 4. It's a tough race. 6-5-2-1.
At 6 o'clock tonight, it's the Areas Country Championship qualifier, run over the 1400 metres, race 8 at Goulburn, and the overall favourite to win the final here on April 6 runs in this race, Noble Boy number 3. You can get $2 right now with TAB. One Handle the Truth is drawn wide at $7. 2 Common Purpose at $9.50, along with number 15 Embezzlement, and then Safe Landing number 7, $11. What's your thoughts in the qualifier?
Well, look, these qualies, the favourites in the qualies have been a nightmare, Andrew, a few times. Last year, Don't Give a Damn went under at very short odds. We saw Awesome Pluck go under up north. But, look, I don't think this will go under. 3-2-15-1, you've got to go with him, Noble Boy. Obviously, a lot said about the inside gate for him, Andrew, but I think she's just got to take a time, Jess Taylor. They'll really run here with the Manzana and the like. Look, they're going to open up, and he doesn't need long to pick these up. He's got a giant big stride on him, and look, a little bit less than even luck, he's going to run over these. I went with Noble Boy. Short price, but it mightn't be short if he gets home. 2, Common Purpose, has got a lot in his favour here. I think he's got a real sense of timing to him, Johnny Bateman. Really nice horse, loves it here at home at Goulburn, and gets all the favours in the run. Embezzlement, I give this a great chance, Andrew. I really like the way she's gone. Well, even last preparation, she showed plenty of potential, but she's come back much better, and I'll give her a great chance. The alley doesn't worry me with her. She's going to be right there somewhere and Handle the Truth. First look, you don't like the look of the 17, but if they run and spread out, he might get a few favours in the run as well. But look, a terrific heat. There's a ton of chances outside that. But if it's not Noble Boy, it could be any one of the other 15, Andrew. 3-2-15-1 in the championship qualifier, mate. It should be an absolute cracker.
It will be. 6 o'clock is when you'll be able to listen or watch the coverage of the Goulburn race. And Matt Jackson heading there today to call. He had a great news through the week. His wife is expecting twins in July, August. So good luck to Matt down there. The country championship market for the final is there, of course. Noble Boy at 350, Common Purpose at 11, and Handle the Truth at 11. And the three of them run today, and only two of them can make it through.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, isn't it, Andrew? But it's been so good, this championship series, since it started. Everyone really looked forward to it. And look, I had the pleasure of doing the Albury one last week, and I think the winner there was really good, Benelong Dancer. But this has been mooted as the strongest heat, and I think it probably is, Andrew, without trying to be too biased. But, we might well see the championship winner come out of this.
We're looking forward to it, 6 o'clock. Good on you, John. Enjoy your time there, mate.
Likewise. Thanks, Andrew.
John Scorse will be on Sky Sports Radio. We'll get his late mail through the day, the first at Goulburn at 1:39 on a perfect track there. That's it for our interstate previews and local previews right now. It's coming up to 10 o'clock. That means Paul Joyce time. We'll go and try and catch up with Nevesh Ramdani as well to get the latest on Randwick weather.
Sky Sports Radio, along with Harness Racing New South Wales, are proud to support the annual Team Teal campaign. Throughout February, wins by female drivers will help collect money for the Women's Cancer Foundation for research into ovarian cancer. Go the Teal Team!
Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home.